through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on July 1st, 2019 from the InfoWars News Center in Austin in defiance of the globalists. On TV and radio satellites, on hundreds of radio and TV stations, on global shortwave and dominating at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Paul Watson's great site, Summit.News. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I have an incredibly full plate. The Democrats promised terror. Antifa is hitting people over the head with crowbars, throwing acid attacks on people. That's what it is. These concrete attacks have lime in them. It's all coming up. But first, I want to air this piece that I've aired Friday, Sunday, and today because it's so important, remembering how evil the globalists are and the Democrats, that their operating system is killing children and hating humanity. Well, they claim give them all the power because they love humanity. No, they hate children. They hate life. They hate everybody. They hate themselves. Here's the report.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the break 10th annual Salute to Abortion.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. Does that have the heartbeat?
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
Because you adopt.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah. I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Fertilized egg is a human being!
Yeah.
Fertilized egg is a human being!
You're a pig.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Dad, you.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center's spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy, and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
That's your time. Next speaker.
There's a new video out on InfoWars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them that they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan. And it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless him!
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And gentlemen, you are about to hear a world exclusive piece of information hiding in plain view. There are so many angles to this, but here's the fact. I have reviewed in the last 2 days more than 100 videos. We're going to be presenting many of them here. They're up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Antifa engaged in more than 20 acid attacks in Portland, damaging the eyesight and eating the skin off of more than 15 people's faces. And Fox News is only focusing on one person saying he had a milkshake thrown on him. Ladies and gentlemen, Antifa pledged 2 weeks ago and again yesterday to attack the Trump pro-America rally coming up July 4th in D.C. They pledged to block the entrances to get in near the White House area. And they said, we are preparing acid attacks and put out the ingredients list and also talked about attacking Tucker Carlson's house, ladies and gentlemen. This is unprecedented evil. So pulling back from this, did you hear what I just said? We have the videos. We have the audio. We have the photos. We have them admitting it on the Antifa site in D.C., the Antifa site in Portland, Oregon, the Antifa sites in San Francisco, the Antifa sites in Austin, Texas, that there are different ways to produce acid compounds and to then throw them on people to blind them. Ladies and gentlemen, they themselves said, and there's photos and videos that are on screen, if you're a TV viewer, that they were going to mix quick-setting concrete and throw it in people's faces. Why would you do that? Because when it's setting, for about an hour after it gets mixed, it will put your eyes out because it has forms of bleach in it and lime activated by the limestone dust, calcium sulfate, alumini, and amorphous silica, calcium, sulfalmonate, and other deadly chemicals when mixed. That's why it's quick setting. It has a chemical acid reaction. Now, I worked in construction off and on in high school and college because I could pick up, you know, $20 an hour doing some work here, doing some work there. Very hardworking folks in construction. You wear thick industrial gloves. You wear goggles. You wear a breather if you're dealing with a large mix of it. You've got to wear rubber boots when you get into it. And let me tell you, it's man's work because it gets through the gloves. It gets under things. It eats little holes in you. Portland PD report on additive mixing concrete into milkshakes. This creates acid-like chemical weapons. So, Jack Posobiec gets it. I searched all yesterday and found no one getting this. So this is a chemical weapon. This is a chemical weapon. Alumino. Ferrite. Is a dark brown crystalline phase commonly found in cements in the cement industry and is termed ferrite. It also exists in nature as a rare mineral. And then it goes on to talk about what it'll do to you. Ladies and gentlemen, lime is what the mafia dumps on top bodies to basically eat them. It's acid. So they mix all these acid compounds together that when they come together have a chemical reaction that makes the concrete set quickly and fuses all of the silica together, and they throw it in your face. And that's why when you look at the photos and the videos, people that were hit with it, their skin is all burned, their eyes are all totally bloody and bloodshot. They will guarantee have vision loss. So what you're looking at is mass terrorists, if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, the articles are on Infowars.com, literally mixing acid attacks, and then notice the left is all about deception, calling it milkshake attacks. And then we've seen prominent Democrats, prominent BBC reporters, prominent U.S. reporters, leftists saying they'd like to see Nigel Farage hit with an acid attack. Remember that? Prominent leftist journalist calls for acid attack on Nigel Farage. He says there needs to be acid in there. That was 3 weeks ago. Antifa now vows to attack families trying to go to a 4th of July event in D.C. They're trying to get somebody to shoot them. Doesn't matter. They dump acid right on your 5-year-old's face. You pull a gun and shoot them. You will be the terrorist. You will be the bad guy. They are the little meth heads that work for the cities, that work for the universities, and work for the federal government. That's why the Portland mayor allows them to do all this, because a lot of them are his staff, it's turned out. They are a domestic terror group. The Proud Boys never got designated a terror group, but the media lied. They lost all their bank accounts and everything because of another media hoax. Kind of like they said, I sent child porn to Sandy Hook families. Did no such thing. Sent 9.6 million emails. After I get sued, people put magic links that are hidden in emails about Sandy Hook. They subpoena the emails we'd never opened, find the hidden links. Same law firm that found that put a fake transcript into the court 2 weeks ago saying that I talked about white Jew boys on air. Did no such thing. Said white shoe boys. But again, I'm not saying that that law firm did that. I'm saying after I got sued, somebody sent us the child porn we never opened, but magically they subpoenaed, found the hidden links, and you get that headline. This is total weaponization by the left, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely insane. It's totally out of control. If you want to find the right article from last week, so that's about a 2-year-old article up there you put up. What you pull up is Raw Story did a retraction on the Jew boy comment and said white shoe boy, and that's the one. Just put a rawstory.com at the end of your search. There it is. This is the reality of how the globalists are operating. Now, I'm going to say this again. Let this sink in. Antifa, the Maoist communist group in the United States set up 30 years ago that calls for overthrowing the government, killing their political enemies, banning free speech, they are now nationwide saying they're going to attack anybody at 4th of July rallies, anybody that tries to go out in public, anybody that tries to support Trump, any type of veterans rallies, any type of free speech rallies, that they're going to attack them with chemical weapons, with acid attacks, barring it from the Islamicists who are their gods. They were so vicious and hateful in Portland, outnumbering folks 10 to 1, that they beat up a, quote, gay man in a summer dress who they just decided to beat up. If you're in a wheelchair, they attack you. They target weakness, ladies and gentlemen. And they were wearing brass knuckles, leaded gloves. When we come back, we'll play clips of the media praising it and defending it. These are the street-level brown shirt terrorists. All of these videos are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. When we come back, we'll go through all the articles on Infowars.com and Newswars.com where we show the crowbarred heads, the blood, all of it when we come back on the other side of this break. But acid attacks are taking place in America. They mixed hundreds of containers of the chemical weapon, and they attacked men, women, and children with crowbars and with clubs and with improvised hatchets, and the police stood there as terrorists and did nothing, aiding the criminal left, beating people in the head for no reason with clubs over and over and over again, up to 30 stitches per giant slash. This is America, while spraying pepper spray and dumping acid on their faces. This is the left, terrorist.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's the time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we the citizens have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, Antifa said they would start carrying out acid attacks, and they mixed up hundreds and hundreds of containers of it in the park in Portland, came out and attacked men, women, and children, split heads open with crowbars, and Fox News is calling it milkshake attacks, chemical weapon acid attacks, and they're pledging to attack Trump's 4th of July Celebrate America event coming up on July 4th in D.C. We're going to have reporters there. This is an incredible time to be alive in America. The left knows they're losing, so they're launching a violent revolution. And the mainstream media is praising them. And coming up, we've got clips of the Democrats praising Antifa and what they've done. They're starting a violent war. Here is a clip of just some of what happened in Portland. Hit, punched, pepper sprayed, and has acid thrown in his face, burning his eyes and face as they throw more quick set concrete. Some of the concrete's totally set, so their glass is full of concrete. Others, it's still setting with lime and acid. This is terrorism in America. Mobs of cowards ganging up. This is why we have the Second Amendment, folks. When they start coming to your houses, which they pledge to do, like Tucker Carlson's, and they're now doxing federal agents and Border Patrol saying they're going to come to their houses and kill them, they're going to find out that the acid won't beat bullets when we defend ourselves. But in any leftist system, the arch crime is defending yourself against leftist thugs. We have stacks of articles with that. Here they are beating men who are peaceful from behind with metal bars, splitting their heads open. We can show some of the photos here of people literally covered in blood. This is the reality. This is what is unfolding. This is terrorism, leftist organized, defended terrorism in America. Joe Biden came out and praised Antifa's wonderful people during the debates, and we've got a compilation of some of the other leftists praising the domestic terror group where the police just stand there while men, women, and children are beaten in the head with metal bars up to 30 stitches and acid attacks, a chemical weapon attack. No one else is breaking this down. No one else is even getting what's happening because the left defines things. There aren't two genders. They're not terrorists when they attack you. And quick set concrete thrown in your face that can put your eyes out and eat your skin off, that's milk, because they are God. And even babies after they're born should be killed now because the left said they're not human. Kill those little creatures. Ha, ha, ha. And there's the photos of them mixing it all, handing out hundreds and hundreds of acid bombs. So they could come out and just split people's heads wide open. You know, more folks are going to show up now to Portland and D.C. This won't intimidate Americans. And I predict that mayor is going to end up getting arrested for protecting him. I predict that you're going to have serious stuff go down in that meth head, demon infested area known as Portland, Oregon. And these folks will be identified. They will be going to prison. Unbelievable. But this is when the scum comes out of their rat holes. By the way, the man that got particularly beaten badly Adam Kelly, his head split open, many others did. He was helping a, quote, gay man in a summer dress who the Antifa just attacked because they thought they were weak. Antifa even attacks their own people. Like when Pelosi was forced to say they were basically terrorists a year ago because they were just attacking their own people at a Democrat rally event countering a Christian prayer vigil. They're a bunch of scum who are cowards, who've never had any power, who are bullies. So they go out and get together, and they go into feeding frenzies, beating innocent people. Here is the enemy of the American people, the globalist corporate media, on the Chi-Com payroll, celebrating their brown shirt shock troops.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally. In the eyes of the law, yes. But in the eyes of good and evil, here's the argument.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists. And what they see in the Trump administration and what they see happening in this country, they see the neo-fascism that we see. And they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence.
The problem is to equate the violence in reaction against bigotry with the bigotry itself is to misunderstand the fact that when you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
There's a group of anti-fascists called the Black Bloc, which do tend to get violent. Their idea is, look, nonviolence hasn't worked, and we are going to try to stop this. But they wouldn't have been there. They wouldn't have been anywhere near there had it not been for the fact that white supremacists, neo-Nazis, were out scaring the living daylights out of most of the people in that town.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
I did.
Wow, somebody said no to it. Andy No, who's Asian, got beat over the head and had acid thrown on him, and his eyes are all red and bloody, and his face is all half eaten off. But, you know, that's okay to have quick concrete thrown in your hair and your face because, again, the media said we're Nazis. And what did Congressman Crenshaw say last week in Congress? The veteran now congressman, he pointed out that to Big Tech, we'll play that when we come back, that calling everyone Nazis when this country invaded a continent and millions of people were killed to take out the Nazis is inciting violence. And that's exactly what they've done, ladies and gentlemen. So they're out there involved in chemical weapons attacks, violent attempted murder with steel clubs thrown full power. They basically had foil swords, if you really look. They had big, long batons that you can kill people with if you hit them in the neck. And this is what it's come down to because a bunch of white meth heads that work for the mayor said that an Asian guy who's just a journalist, oh, let's beat him up because we're a bunch of trash. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, let this sink in that the corporate media is going to cover this up. They're going to defend it. You just saw them defend the violence. You just saw the left and the corporate media defend the radiation treatment you're about to get to teach you to submit. They've been breeding this in the colleges, in the foundations, and now they're making their move. Hillary was supposed to get in. They were supposed to roll all this out against us with her as president. But now they're doing it even though she's not in. So we don't have full control of the government back, folks. They're fighting to maintain their control and getting violent to teach us. Don't eat at leftist restaurants. Don't shop with them. We must separate ourselves economically and boycott Hollywood, the globalists, all their trash, and don't visit their cities. Let them be in the rats and feces and heroin needles. Just they are absolute baby-killing trash. Demonic filth from the pit of hell. And fight back. They want to silence you. They want to bully you. They can't stop you from spreading the word about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
There is no longer any doubt multinational companies and governments are funding an attempted violent Maoist-style overthrow of the U.S. Our borders are being totally collapsed. Already born babies are being killed. World government is here. Now is the time for decision. Now is the time for everyone watching and listening to decide which side they're on. And if you decide that you want to stop the forces that are banning the American flag and attacking the family and that are attacking our borders and our country and our military and our heritage, if you want to defend that, then now is the time to take action. And that means word of mouth about this broadcast. And that means buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means praying for InfoWars and praying for President Trump and praying for yourself and praying for peace, praying for justice. We're running it through July 4th, but it's got to end because we're running out a lot of the best-selling items. We have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel any time. It's free. Get additional 10% off on your next order. You cannot beat these deals. The best we ever offer at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hound bitch! Oh,
listener, you're not seeing this, and you're kind of lucky. The live feeds are at InfoWars.com/show. Paul Joseph Watson joins us in a moment. The left is allied with radical Islam. They have up to 7 acid attacks in London a day, up to 30 knife attacks a day. Children just got stabbed. Paul Watson is going to be joining us. He's coming on about calls for acid attacks on Brexiters that are being called for by BBC journalists. Other journalists are saying they don't want to see milkshakes thrown. They want to see acid. Well, Antifa made good. They started saying 2 weeks ago they're going to attack the 4th of July event that Trump has, celebrating America, that we're going to have journalists at covering. There's one of the headlines, newswars.com. Leftists advocate acid attacks against Nigel Farage. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just May 21st. So Antifa picked up on that. Corporate media praises the attacks. And now it's here. Now it's unfolding. Ted Cruz is calling for an FBI investigation. FBI investigation, ladies and gentlemen, if I went and had a demonstration at a park and loaded quick-set concrete into hundreds of paper cups to go tell people, talk about mind control, oh, it's milkshakes, but really it's acid. They brag we're going to put people's eyes out. It can put your eyes out. And then they go and throw it on people's faces, eating their skin off, burning their eyes, macing people and hitting them in the head with metal clubs, splitting their heads open, giant split open heads, blood pouring everywhere of peaceful people. And CNN goes, oh, there was a fight in Portland when liberals attacked Nazis. It's like the congressman said, Crenshaw, last week. Naming everybody that's your opposition Nazis is a form of terrorism. And then they tell all these city workers, that's mainly what it is, meth head city workers, to go attack peaceful people that dare exercise their First Amendment. I am so blown away. Ted Cruz calls for FBI to investigate and bring legal action against Portland mayor. Ted Cruz calls for legal action against Portland mayor. Democratic terrorist could target 4th of July holiday events. ABC News, but no known plots, say the feds. Incredible. Domestic terrorists could target it. And, of course, we know who those are. No known plots? You just saw terrorists mixing up hundreds of cups of a chemical weapon. Quick-set concrete has 4 different types of acid in it. It makes concrete fuse together. It'll eat your eyeballs out. Ask anybody. Read the damn package. New video shows Antifa crowbar attack. Macing of elderly man. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. Newswars.com. We're going to go to Paul Watson right now. But please remember, this is why we need your support. America is going in to the most insane time since 1776. The world is going into the most insane time we've seen. There's a major global realignment against tyranny. And all over the world, from Brazil to England to the United States to Germany to Sweden to Russia, they have Soros-funded, his son's the main controller of it, funded Antifa physically attacking people as modern brown shirts. You cannot make the magnitude of this up. And InfoWars is the vanguard of fighting it and standing against it with our intrepid reporters that go into this. Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, and Owen Schroyer, they menaced Schroyer with guns, threatened to kill him just last year in Austin. The police did nothing because we're a blue city. The police are aiding and abetting this. This is America. They're not going to let Trump win. They're censoring. They're preparing terror attacks. And if Trump doesn't move against him, it doesn't matter how popular he is, they will sweep him from office and bring in a reign of terror. Then you'll have a civil war, and the Second Amendment, in defensive terms, will come out. Remember when I got banned off Twitter last year? They said that I said kill journalists with guns. Never said it. They never showed you video. I said Antifa says they're coming to people's houses to kill them. Members of law enforcement, they're doxing you in Congress. You have a right to defend yourself. So be there and understand, have your battle rifles ready. Well, now they're doxing federal law enforcement everywhere and saying they're coming to your house to kill you. And now they're mixing up concrete with acid and throwing it in people's faces and beating them over the head with clubs. They're about to make their move. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News and InfoWars.com. You have been at the epicenter. I asked you to come on last week. You were too busy about the threats of acid attacks against Brexiters. And now it's happening in America, and they say coming up July 4th, they're going to hit everybody at July 4th in D.C. My God, imagine terrorists are going to mix up acid and attack conservatives all over the world, and our own governments aren't going to do a damn thing, Paul.
Well, there's one congressman that's come out about an hour ago, Alex, and it's up on InfoWars. Congressman calls for Antifa to be labeled a domestic terror organization. This was already happening back at the start of 2016. You had New Jersey Homeland Security and Homeland Security in general telling local and state authorities that Antifa was involved in, quote, domestic terror activities. So you already had that going back to early 2016. They're still getting away with it. They're now literally threatening acid attacks on a free speech rally next weekend. And the question is, why are they allowed to wear masks, Alex? Police have confiscated weapons from Antifa domestic terrorists before. These masks are only being worn for one reason, so they can get away with committing violent crime. Okay, so if they come into a protest area with an object which is going to be used in the process of committing a violent crime, why is that not being taken away from them? Ban the masks, and then it's bye-bye Antifa, because they can no longer hide their identities. But finally, we've got a congressman not just saying it needs to be investigated, he said outright, declare them a domestic terrorist organization. Their avowal of violence and routine intimidation, harassment and assault of Americans has no place in our country. So again, will we see any action, or will we see potentially acid attacks en masse against Americans standing up for their free speech rights this weekend in Washington, D.C.
Paul, they are organizing. They are serious. They are protected, as you wrote at InfoWars.com today. And this has all got to go viral, folks. You've got to be the Paul Revere's. Fox is barely covering this. CNN is praising Antifa as of going live today. If these articles don't get out, people don't even know that concrete was used, and they don't even know that it was Kwikset that's acid. They don't even know about the heads being split open. This is a massive cover-up, and Antifa is flexing and testing, and the police just stood there while all this happened.
Yeah, and it's all being organized on Facebook and Twitter. I'm banned on Facebook. You're banned on Facebook. You're banned on Twitter. We know the group behind it, Alex. It's called Rose City Antifa. They've literally got a post on Facebook right now celebrating the, quote, amazing success of their people smashing in old men's heads with crowbars and macing them in the face. They're on Twitter, not being banned, not being suspended on Twitter. They're raising money from a website called rally.org. People need to contact this website called rally.org and ask them, do you support domestic terrorism? Because your platform is being used to raise money for domestic terrorists. They've got a website. Who hosts their website? On this website, they openly dox people. They list their direct address. They talk about Haley Adams, who was attacked at one of these events last year, but violently attacked again. They list her exact apartment, her exact address on their website. Who's hosting this website? Why are people who are doxing people who have been proven to commit violent crimes? You could call that attempted crowbar. You could call the crowbar attack attempted murder. They're allowed on Twitter, Alex.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Only
very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. You'll sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. X2, learn about why it's so special. How is the good halogen? How is the missing link in the body? Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce Plus, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy. Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar. And the big sale's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we, the citizens, have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson's with us for two more segments. Hosting the second hour, fourth hour tomorrow. The second hour today, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, founder of Oath Keepers, is going to be joining us. And then we have Soph coming on the broadcast as well to talk about all the censorship that's been going on. And Gerald Celente. And I think Robert Barnes is going to be popping in the last 30 minutes with some information as well. I'm pretty upset right now. Because, see, I'm not adapting to being enslaved. I'm not adapting to how they use Islamicists, the left does, as their enforcers all over Europe, and how they use Antifa in Europe and the U.S. as their vicious enforcers in every blue cesspit city or area to go around beating people up under police protection. I'm adapting and overcoming. I'm upset that my reporters are going to be up there in D.C. covering this, where terrorists are saying they're going to throw acid on people and beat them over the head with metal bars for no reason for exercising the 4th of July, and our corporate media is defending it and saying they're heroes. I'm upset that Trump isn't doing anything about this. I'm upset that Trump gives lip service about he's going to fight censorship. We all get excited and he's going to have a summit coming up on July 11th. Well, guess what? If I go to that summit, I'll be outside bullhorning it to get media attention that we don't have action. I don't care about being patted on the head inside. Just like press passes don't do anything in some rotting press office where Obama's picture still hangs up at the White House in the press room. The left is making the revolutionary terrorist move. They've now ratcheted up to organized people handing out concrete, acid, chemical weapon milkshakes. And Congressman calls for Antifa to be labeled a domestic terror organization. Republican Congressman Jim Banks has called for Antifa to be labeled a domestic terror organization following the violence in Portland. The violence. You mean the left viciously attacking anybody and everybody. Get that article out, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Send out to everybody you know. We're going to go back to Paul Watson right now. I was just during the break meeting with the warehouse folks. Our products are made in America, distributed in America, you name it. And they said, listen, boss, your 50% off sale has been so good, but you only mark stuff up 150%. So what's up with 50% off? We're only making 20, 30%. If that, you're selling out of X2, you're selling out of Brain Force, you're already selling out of Turbo Force, you're selling out of Bodies, you're selling out of a whole bunch of stuff, you're going to have to end this sale, at least on a bunch of products. So the 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points will end on July 5th because a bunch of stuff is about to sell out. It will end. Now, we'll still have some stuff that's on sale because I've habituated everybody to always wanting 50% off. And that's great. We just have to sell a lot of it to be able to operate because there's not a lot of profit. We've only got about 100 left of the Clown World Ultra Limited Edition Clown World T-shirts. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great new limited edition Space Shuttle Space Force shirt that's so popular and a lot of others. But whatever you do, think about how free speech is under attack and how critical InfoWars is to be the loud, focused voice pointing out this is a chemical acid attack. You're not seeing that on Fox or CNN. That's the truth. That's how crazy it's gotten. So read the thousands of five-star reviews. Everything is 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. A lot of other big specials as well. 888-253-3139. All right, Paul Watson, you've got the floor the next 10 minutes. Get into what you predict's coming next. D.C., the lack of action on this terror group, the mixing of the chemical weapon in front of everybody, the police standing down. This shows they're really going to go the whole way coming into 2020.
Well, people forget that Antifa members were actually arrested back in February 2017 for planning an acid attack on Trump supporters. Whether Trump administration is actually going to do anything about literal terrorists trying to target his supporters remains to be seen. But there's a headline from 2017, third arrest made in connection to planned deplorable acid attack. And it was a plan that involved, quote, setting off butyric acid bombs into the ventilation systems of the National Press Club, who was hosting this event. The activist allegedly planned the attack with members of the DC Anti-Fascist Coalition. And again, these are some of the same groups that have terrorized Tucker Carlson's family there in DC at his home. Court documents claim the plan was to deploy butyric acid near the air ducts and or deploy bottles of butyric acid on the floor in order to cause the ball attendees to evacuate the building as a result of the smell. So that was a plan. People were arrested for it. And then we have a new plan today, which is up on Infowars.com. Antifa member threatens to acid attack attendees of DC free speech event. And they got the Telegram messages of whoever this individual is, who should be the subject of a FBI or DHS investigation right now. And he's using the pseudonym and he's using the artwork of this journalist who works for Rolling Stone magazine and Playboy magazine. The individual who is the journalist claims that it's not him, even though he's written pro-Antifa articles in the past, and the guy sending the messages is obviously pro-Antifa and using his symbology, but he claims it's not him. And he's literally in this Telegram group chat saying, "You can't fight if you can't see." These are his words. Quote, "I just want to toss as many blooms of muriatic acid in the faces of many Proud Boys as I can. I want to blind as many of you bleep suckers as possible. A nice balloon filled with muriatic acid covered in wax." And the reason they want to cover it in wax, as Big League Politics explains, Muriatic acid can be purchased in virtually any pool store or home improvement store. It's dangerous on its own. You can wash it off with water, but by combining it with the axe, it will immediately form a film similar to candle wax on the injured person's skin. So then that's a way of getting it into the bloodstream of the intended victim. They're literally talking about this in these telegram
chats. Sure, it's like napalm. Napalm is meant to stick to your body. So this is an acid that sticks to your body that's very hard to get off.
Yeah, and they planned to do that in the past. They're planning to do it again. Apparently, DHS and FBI are now going to provide some kind of security, or they're going to have a presence at this DC free speech rally on the 6th. So it remains to be seen if they actually do anything. Again, why not confiscate the masks, ban the masks? Then they can't turn up because they're wearing the masks because they're committing violent crimes
and
trying to hide their identities.
Think about the magnitude of this, that they're doing this, that it's organized, they're making acid attack stuff in the park in front of the police. This just shows the blue cities are saying they represent illegal aliens now, that we should open borders. Beto O'Rourke is campaigning in Mexico. Major journalists are calling for acid attacks on Nigel Farage. I mean, they've just gone stark raving lunatic mad.
No, precisely. And we predicted it all along. The media made a big joke about the milkshake attacks. Oh, it's just the milkshake snowflakes. What you're worried about. Bear in mind, these are the same people who are literally terrified of words and encountering ideas which they disagree with. Oh, but we're the snowflakes because we don't like being doused with milkshakes. Now the milkshakes have got acid in them. They've got quick drying cement in them. You had big left-wing comics on BBC radio shows a few weeks ago joking about throwing acid on Nigel Farage and other people like that. And to segue, Alex, meanwhile in the UK, they're literally treating the guy who bravely fought off the terrorists during the London Bridge attack, where dozens of people were slashed, 8 people killed. Now, the guy who literally fought off the terrorists and said, by the way, revealed that during the attack, the jihadists were saying, quote, "This is for Allah, Islam, Islam, Islam." That's what the terrorist said, according to this victim who was there on the scene. He was literally being slashed in the neck, in the head, biting them off.
Let's be clear. They killed 8 people, stabbed 30. He charged them and basically said, yeah, that, you know, "I'm British. I'm not going to back down." They stabbed him all over his body. He's a hero. And now he has to go to a re-education center. Tell him about it.
Yeah, he's been put in the UK government. He's been put on the terror watch list. Okay. He's been forced to attend de-radicalization classes because some anti-Islam activists in the UK contacted him. So now he's a suspected potential terrorist simply because they contacted him. He should have been given a medal. They should have given him the George Cross, which is the highest civilian award that you can get, for literally fighting off jihadists as they mowed down people in vans and stabbed people in the neck. This guy is now on a terror watch list. This is the situation we're at. Meanwhile, the British Army says that if you describe yourself as a patriot, that's a sign of dangerous right-wing extremism. This is the clown world that we live in the UK right now.
That's right. Let's talk about it when we come back. The British government, a month ago, put out flyers saying, look out for people that like the UK, that want to be in Brexit, and that like to be British or Scottish or Irish. That's bad. The army's watching you. You, if the Muslim wants to stab you, you stretch your neck up, you say, right here, sir. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Coms. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stuart Rhodes is coming up in about 10 minutes, founder of the Oath Keepers, to give us his expert take on this. But, Paul, you were saying during the break that this even shocks you, that organized acid attacks, mainstream media calling for acid attacks in the U.S., in the U.K. against public officials, doxing of law enforcement's homes, saying they're coming to kill them, publicly mixing up acid attack milkshakes in the park, beating people's heads in, burning their skin off, and they're just getting started, and CNN says, great job, keep it up.
Well, the thing that shocked me the most this morning was this head. They've literally took the hero of the London Bridge terror attacks, the guy that valiantly fought off the terrorists. He's called the Lion of London Bridge. This stems back to the fact that he screamed, F you, I'm Millwall, to the terrorists, as two of them were simultaneously literally stabbing him in the neck. Millwall is a football team in London who are noted for liking to get in fights, let's just put it that way. But this guy was rightly lionized and celebrated after the attack. He was in hospital with 80 stitches to his head, ear, arms, hands, and neck after literally fighting off two terrorists. Okay, this is why he's in the de-radicalization program, because he dared tell the public what the terrorists were saying while they were carrying out this attack, which was, quote, this is for Allah, and, quote, Islam, Islam, Islam. Now, there's a video, horrifying video, but from that attack, when the terrorists are literally killing people, from somebody who's cowered under a chair or a table in a restaurant, and somebody else shouts out, it might even have been this guy, Roy Lorna, the Lion of London Bridge. Someone else shouts out, oh, this is effing Muslims, which it was. And the Muslims carrying out the attack were saying, this is for Allah, this is for Islam. So in the video, someone shouts out, this is effing Muslims. And then one of the victims, to illustrate the Stockholm syndrome, literally says in the moment when he's cowering from Islamic terrorists, oh, no, this is not Muslims, shut up. So he's literally denying that it's an Islamic terror attack, while the terrorists are saying it's an Islamic terror attack, while he's literally cowering under a table because it's more important to be politically correct than dead. So on the flip side, you've got this Roy Lorna, who was the hero of the whole thing. Now he's been put in on a terror watch list by the government, and he's been forced to attend de-radicalization classes. He says, quote, they treat me like a terrorist, but I'm not political at all. So he wasn't even political. And they've put him in this database. They've put him on this program. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, we had another story from back in May. British Army says people who describe themselves as patriots are extremist right-wingers. Now, bear in mind, just like in America, in many cases, the army itself is being taken over by these social engineers. So they put out a TV commercial trying to recruit Muslims into the British Army by showing the Muslim soldier doing a Muslim prayer while on operation, while in full British Army uniform. Problem is, that hasn't really worked, Alex, because more British Muslims joined ISIS than joined the British Army. Didn't really work out. But then it got even worse because they put out this leaflet, the British Army, and it says, extreme right-wing indicators and warnings. And this is what they list as indications of right-wing extremism. People who describe multicultural towns as lost, people who use the term Islamofascism, which is used by academics and everyone, people who refer to political correctness as a left-wing plot, people who are angry about the loss of national identity, people who make inaccurate generalizations about the left or government, that's so vague it could mean anything, and people who refer to those who challenge any of these views as being indoctrinated, and they include describing oneself as a, quote, patriot is an indication of right-wing extremism. So they're literally saying that if you say you're a patriot who wants to join the British Army, you're probably a right-wing extremist. Meanwhile, they're putting out television commercials trying to recruit Muslims into the British Army.
Paul, stay there. I want to ask you what you think's coming next.
As right-wing.
Stay there. I want you to tell us what you think's coming next. And then the founder of Oath Keepers joining us to give us his analysis on all this, the collapsing border and more. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Summit.news.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lion of London Bridge that stopped a bunch of Muslims who had stabbed 8 people to death, run over a bunch of others, injured 30 others. He fought them off. He was stabbed more than 30 times, had over 50 stitches just in his neck. They tried to slit his throat, but missed his carotid arteries. It's absolutely incredible. Let me just show people a photo of this right now. Dr. McCam shot, please. I mean, just look at his neck right there. Absolutely insane. Stabbed over and over again. He has been sent to a re-education camp. That's what it is. He's been sent for anti-extremist training because someone in the crowd while they were being stabbed said, oh, it's damn Muslims. We're not joking. Paul Watson just covered that. And it's just in the news. Well, he's on probation now, and he's going for re-education. These are globalists taking over our countries. That's why Beto O'Rourke has gone to Mexico to organize the next invasion force. When he was running for Senate, he was bragging, oh, 3 caravans got in last week. Because, you know, we're putting them in concentration camps. Paul Joseph Watson, looking at the Antifa chemical attacks, mixing up the hundreds of glasses, of quick set concrete to put people's eyes out, splitting people's heads open. And this happened Saturday, and Fox News was saying, somebody got hit in the head with a milkshake. No, people have had their heads split open. They have had acid attacks on them. If you or I did this to a leftist, we'd go to prison immediately. The police would do something. Why is the left seen as God and able to engage in any crimes they want? And what do you predict this 4th of July? With the coddled Antifa, most of them government workers, saying they're coming to D.C. to try to stop Trump's 4th of July rally, pledging to attack people with acid.
Well, the media is never going to admit that these are violent domestic terrorists because their narrative radicalized them in the first place. That's the whole point. They're responsible for it by putting out this ridiculous narrative that some soy boy in a mask, some runt in a mask, is on the same level as the troops storming the beaches of Normandy and that absurd comparison that they did a couple of years ago, which, by the way, people like Chris Cuomo on CNN actually supported. They literally compared these runts to British soldiers who are actually fighting Nazi troops on the beaches in France. But what's going to happen, probably at some point, you've had ISIS's own propaganda magazine come out and say, look, we broadly support the same goals as the extreme left in America. Let's work together. Let's give them weapons. Let's give them training. There was an FBI field manual, which we reported on last year, I think it was. Can't find the articles anymore, Alex, because Google broke its own search engine, so there's no way I'm going to find them. But I reported on it for InfoWars, where it was, again, Antifa, far left radicals, and ISIS, Islamic terrorists, looking to work together. You had a guy who tried to massacre vast numbers of people. This came out December 2017. PS39 terrorist was an anti-Trump, Antifa supporter. Okay, Muslim convert called Everett Aaron Jameson, who planned to carry out a Christmas Day massacre on Pier 39 in San Francisco. You go on his Facebook page. He likes Antifa, he likes Al Jazeera, he likes BuzzFeed, he likes CNN. Of course, whenever anyone pops off a right-wing extremist, which we denounce because we denounce all political violence, if he so much as liked one of your tweets 5 years ago, then you're responsible for his violence. This guy was literally straight out of Antifa casting. He was a Muslim convert, planned a massacre, and that story disappeared. It barely made the news. So the threat, obviously, is when are they going to start working together? And that is hopefully why federal authorities actually have to be on this now and treating it seriously, given what happened in Portland on Saturday.
What do you make of Ted Cruz coming out and saying he wants the Portland mayor investigated? The Portland mayor has admittedly ordered police stand downs, and the police sit there, I guess, because they're leftists or want their paycheck, and allow even children to be attacked, people to be attacked with acid and metal clubs. That is violating their oath of office. They're aiding and abetting terrorism now. I absolutely agree. We need to see that mayor in chains.
Well, the guy who got smashed in the head with the metal pipe with the lacerations and absolutely shocked that he didn't get brain damage or something, he's very lucky. He said that his problem was not with the police because they actually came to actually try and file a report and try and investigate it. So he's blaming Wheeler. He's blaming the mayor. You know, how much of it is the police doing a stand down? Because last year they did start confiscating the weapons in Portland from Antifa members. That obviously didn't happen on Saturday. So it looks like, once again, it's coming from the mayor. It's coming from Wheeler, this stand down order. And it's to what extent you blame the police, to what extent you blame the mayor. But this guy himself, the victim, directly blamed the mayor. And you've also got to blame verified check marks on Twitter, some of them who work in the mainstream media, people like Sarah Gailey, who is a verified Twitter user, who said, quote, while this is all happening, if we can't throw milkshakes, I guess we'll just have to go back to bricks. Literally advocating violent crime and domestic terrorism under a verified Twitter account. The tweet wasn't even deleted as last time.
And Paul, let's expand on that. If you watch the videos, we have a 1 minute boil down. We've been rolling for TV viewers. We have them all unedited, hours of them on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that the audience must get out to warn the public about because mainstream media is soft soaping this or whitewashing it. Even Fox News is. Some of the quote milkshakes, nothing comes out. They're hardened. They're bricks camouflaged in a cup. Others are still liquid and burn their faces. You're actually be more lucky to be hit by the brick than by the acid. These are assaults with deadly weapons, assaults with chemical weapons. This is just unprecedented, and it just shows the ratcheting up towards 2020 as America turns towards the left, as they turn against them. They're just going to get more and more out of control.
Yeah, and it's when people are going to start paying attention. I mean, you had Farage being attacked. You've had other people in the UK being attacked. Matt Gaetz was attacked with a milkshake on June 1st, the Republican congressman. Now it's come out that a staffer who is on the campaign of Mayor Pete is now advocating that he be attacked with urine next time. So they always want to step it up. So it's whether it gets to the level where you have actual lawmakers, elected congressmen and women, being viciously attacked, not just with milkshakes.
Paul, it's already happened. Remember, the crazy guy went from Illinois because he was mad at Trump, tried to kill the 18 members
the conservative caucus, but there was security there and took him out, but not before he shot the congressman from Louisiana. I mean, this is the reality of what's happening. And then even CNN praised the guy, not as a terrorist, but as a hero. Wolf Blitzer had guests on saying he was a hero going after the evil people and shooting Congressman Scalise.
Yeah, James T. Hodgkinson, Bernie Sanders fan, was screaming about health care when he was trying to massacre a bunch of Republican congressmen. Then you had the guy who, remember, before the election, rushed the stage and tried to violently attack Donald Trump while he was giving a speech in front of Air Force One. What happened to him in the media? The next day, he was given a sympathetic platform. He was lionized by CNN and others. So this is the whole point. The radicalization process itself has come from the mainstream media, which is now they can't suddenly disavow Antifa because they've been in for the duration with them from the very start. So that's why, I mean, to be fair, there were a few, like even Brian Stelter had to decry it. Jake Tapper had to decry it. So the dam is breaking a little bit, but then still got hundreds on Twitter who still advocate violent terrorism. And they've got blue check marks.
And Twitter is allowing it and condoning it and boosting it. And in closing, I've been sued by Georgetown University claiming I said some photographer killed that woman in Clarksville or whatever it was in Virginia.
Charlottesville, yeah.
Charlottesville, teleprompter-free, folks. No, I said Antifa was funded by Soros. The police stood down, herded them together, knowing there'd be an explosion. And then the media tried to brand Antifa as heroes then, which they're not. And so that's why they're pissed and suing me, is because I talked about their little darling meth head professors that dress up like Batman and go out and attack women and children. Paul, you're kicking butt with your prolific writing at NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Summit.News, the great site you're commanding. And we commend you. Keep it up, my friend. And you're hosting tomorrow in the fourth hour. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, for the rest of the hour, Stuart Rhodes is straight ahead of Oath Keepers. This is critical.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, in that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they work. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have photos, you have video of terrorists cooking chemical attacks in a Portland park right by the police and then coming out and doing it, launching the attack, and it's not even national news. Quick set concrete can put your eyes out, but also they were letting it harden. They were really bricks, and they said, we're going to go out and attack. They split people's heads open, and they did it all. Organized criminal activity, organizing for assaults with deadly weapons, mixing quick set concrete with the lime and four types of acid in it. Anybody's ever worked with quick set concrete knows you get a drop of it in your eye. It's like bleach. It can blind you. One time I wouldn't listen to these guys. Like, man, you better be careful. I was working on a construction site, and it was almost set. And I was sitting there just playing around with it, patting on it, and it burned my hands. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran, has also practiced as a constitutional lawyer, joins us to give us his take on this. Beto O'Rourke going and campaigning for president in Mexico. That's even AP's headline. We're going to talk about the left clearly is going into a revolutionary mode. It's a Marxist, Leninist mode with a Maoist mindset from my research. Stuart, what would you call this incredible period we're in right now?
I think it's Weather Underground Part 2. I think it's the same exact pattern you saw in the late 60s, early 70s, except now, as you've already noted, they've got a mass of new voters, and they're replacing Americans with new voters from other countries through illegal immigration en masse. That's why all of the Democratic candidates, they were talking to their new constituency. They weren't talking to American citizens. So President Trump has got to take decisive action right now. In addition to declaring Antifa a terrorist organization, he should go ahead and just federalize the National Guard and deploy them into both California and Oregon. And while he's there, not just press Antifa, but also start rounding up illegal aliens and deporting them using the National Guard, frankly. That's what he has to do.
Absolutely. And they'll call that martial law. Now, we have foreign powers, the Chi-Coms, and others funding revolution. We have the Democratic Party calling for violence in the streets. We have this video will play next segment of all these Democrats calling for violence against Republicans and against their supporters. You have major talk show hosts on the BBC calling for Nigel Farage to be acid attacked. They're saying they're going to attack the 4th of July all over Twitter and Facebook with acid. They just attacked a bunch of people with acid in Portland, and CNN's calling them heroes, and Fox is barely reporting it. I mean, this is crazy.
It is. And so we should recognize we're already in a civil war. We talked about this before with Matt Bracken. We've been in a cold civil war for years. But the left, I believe, is ramping it up. And we should just go ahead and just pull the trigger on it now in the form of President Trump declaring what it is and declaring an insurrection and deploying the military on the border to seal it. And then internally, he should use the National Guard. And he should call on us, the retired military veterans out there in particular, and bring us in the service, too, as the militia. That's what he should do. And, of course, and what's happening is his advisors are telling him, well, you can't do this. You can't go after them. You can't go after the sanctuary cities or sanctuary states. And you can't do any of these things or the country will explode. Well, let it explode. Let it explode now while he's commander-in-chief. Let's get it over with. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is they're going to steal the election. I mean, the Judicial Watch already came out and said at least 1.5 million. I think it's very low, 1.5 million illegal aliens voted in the midterms. I think it's far higher than that. So I think
that's just in California. They just won their lawsuit. In California, it's 1.5 million. That just broke JudicialWatch.org. Absolutely. Proving that Trump was right when he said 3.5 million nationwide. I bet it was more like 10 million.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's far higher. And it'll probably be closer to 20 million for this next for 2020. That's what they're doing. And it's the only reason why all of them are catering to, you know, speaking in Spanish and catering to the illegal aliens, promising them free health care, promising them to decriminalize being in the United States. In other words, carte blanche. You come here, you can stay here. You won't be deported. End of ICE.
And they say on the stage, all Hispanics are insulted by us not having borders. Most Hispanics I know aren't insane. They don't want open borders. They know it's people all over the world coming in. You had some ancestors that came from Mexico, but they came here legally.
Right. And that's the reality is a lot of American patriots in the Hispanic community are also very much in favor of secure borders. This is complete nonsense. So all that really is the standard leftist tool. All they have is to call us all racist and fascist and xenophobic while they go ahead and replace Americans of every color, black, Hispanic. They're all being replaced with someone from a third world country who has been given a free ride and be given, you know, they get $1,000 on their cards. And free housing. And
Stuart, we're going to walk through all that in the next segment. I'm going to try to give you the floor because you're an expert on the border and have spent thousands of days down there in the last decade covering it all and where you predict this is going. But I want to say something. What you said is incredibly profound. And it's so profound that we almost just can't come on air and just kind of halfway talk about it. So I want to come back and I want to specifically get in to what you just said because it's true. I don't want a violent revolution. I don't want to offensively launch anything. But when the left is terrorist, they're foreign funded. They say, we don't believe in free speech. We're going to overthrow the government. We're going to kill our political opposition. And they're out there chemical attacking people. They're saying we're going to attack 4th of July parades. The mainstream media is promoting it. The borders have broken down. The leftist Congress won't act and is blocking the president. We're already here. We've already been brought into this crisis. And we have the entire Democratic stage of 20 people speaking in Spanish and pandering to those outside the country and Beto going to Mexico saying, let's tear down the border and invade. This is the globalist onslaught. This is America facing fifth generation warfare. This is the globalist move. And what you said is so profound. We come back. We want to give you the floor, you know, as your military background, constitutional lawyer background, but also just a man who's been, you know, trained on the streets of this country, traveling to all 50 states and predicting this over a decade ago that Trump's in now. Imagine if Hillary was in. Imagine if they assassinate him. Imagine. And again, we're going to win this physical civil war, but I predict it's going to kill millions. They're going to start the fight. We're going to defend ourselves. They've already been punching us in the nose. They're going to label us terrorists. They're going to order Blue City Police to come after us, and then it's all going to kick off. And it's going to be Katie bar the door, and then they're going to call it a race war and going to trick a lot of folks into a race war, and the country is going to descend into a black hole. It's going to descend into a warlord state for several years. I would predict at least 5 years. and the blue cities will starve to death. We're going to have to quarantine those cities. And we need to, let's talk about, is there time to turn it around? But let's war game the scenarios of having to quarantine the blue cities as the best move during the Civil War. And we know Trump's got the military for now. And what the real divides are in the Civil War. But it's time to really be honest about all this and why they got so upset about me last year when I said, Antifa says they're coming to your houses to kill you. Congressmen, federal law enforcement, others, patriots, talk show host. You need to have your battle rifles ready. We're already in a Civil War. They went on air and said that I called for violence and wanted me banned. No, they knew that I was aware of their plan and said, get ready.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shake people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw. Even it is what you just saw.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we the citizens have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look at these headlines. Third arrest made in connection to planned deplorable acid attack. That's from 2 years ago, where Project Veritas got video of Antifa leaders in D.C. planning chemical attacks. And they're mixing other types of acids, you name it, clearly in these videos. They're saying they're doing it with quick-set concrete. They're beating people in the head with steel bars. This is terrorism. Antifa plans acid attacks on D.C. free speech rally coming up this week. Vows to blind attendees. They say that is the goal. Far-left group ratcheting up violence. And then I'm going to play the clip, next segment of them saying on CNN, it's like radiation treatment for a sick country. Anybody that's a Republican is a Nazi. We're going to hurt you. Stuart Rhodes has practiced constitutional law, won awards, I guess, when he was at Yale for it, worked for Ron Paul, Army veteran, and founder of Oath Keepers. Really smart guy about this whole attack that's happening and the huge bombshell he dropped that we're already in a civil war. Like Patrick Henry said, the war has already begun. You consider and deny it to yourself.
Unfortunately.
So lay this out.
Well, yes. I mean, that's where we're at. The left in this country, we're in a situation where the left now, the Democratic Party is now dominated by Marxists. AOC is the new wave. This is the mask coming off. And as we already said earlier, their new constituency is the rest of the world. It's not the American people, who were actually born here of any race, whether you're white, black, or brown. The new constituency is the rest of the world. They're giving a free pass to come here, doors wide open, with no right now there's no penalty. So this is the problem with the Trump administration's failure, frankly, to secure our border. He should be acting as commander-in-chief right now. He shouldn't be going hat in hand to Congress or begging some judge somewhere to let him defend the country. You should tell that judge to go stuff it. You should go to the Supreme Court with direct jurisdiction and say, until I hear back from you, I'm going to defend this country and defend its borders and call out the military to do so, declare the cartels, international terrorist organizations, and then also declare Antifa to be a terrorist organization as well, and deploy the military on the border and seal it. All of these so-called refugees should be kept on a military base or put back to Mexico straight away. They should not be dispersed inside the United States. And they should be willing to call it out. I think in Congress, McCarthy has now started to speak openly about the ties between the Democrats and the cartels and calling it out for what they are. And of course, the Democrats taking bribes from the cartels. It's the same thing the cartels do in Mexico. So the Democrats, much has been done in Europe, are using these other elements. They're in line with the cartels. I believe they're in line with ISIS and Hamas and groups like that. And Antifa is their military wing, their Revolutionary Guard. And so what's going to happen in this country is that leading up to the election, they're going to open this floodgates even more and bring in millions of more new voters into sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, and they're going to vote. That's why it's a mistake to send them there. You saw Rush Limbaugh and others saying, send them all to sanctuary cities. All that does is lock in even more of a popular vote. And all these states going into this alliance to give the next presidency to the popular vote is going to guarantee a Democrat in the White House. Trump would be the last Republican president unless he takes decisive action right now. And if it's going to kick off, and of course, the thing that's back of your mind is, well, if we do any of these things, if he deploys the military on the border, he sends the National Guard out there and federalizes them and has them go around and round up illegal aliens, then it will cause a revolution or cause a civil war in this country. Well, so be it. The left is going to go kinetic. Let it happen while Trump is commander-in-chief of the U.S. military and in control of all of our nukes.
That's right. They know they've lost the hearts and minds, and unless they weaponize the third world, bring them into refugee centers, radicalize them, and then bring them in, give them driver's license, and have them vote. New York just legalized that. California's legalizing it. They know unless they really overthrow the country now, they're going to lose. So they're accelerating Cloward and Piven, the Marxist-Leninist program, and they say that themselves. We're not just saying this. This is happening.
Yeah, they say openly there's no such thing as an illegal person on stolen land. You've got David Hoggs saying it's the exact same thing all over Twitter. And Antifa chants, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. And the Democrats' platform is exactly that, to decriminalize illegal entry in the United States, to end and fight against.
And then say we got to pay for housing, medicine, health care, education. That is total bankruptcy.
Well, it's also just a promise. It's like Bernie promising all the, your school loans will be
Yang offering free money. Exactly. Folks, anytime somebody's saying, communists always say, we're going to give you free money. We just have to put all of our enemies in concentration camps. Did you see the video during the debate? We're going to play it next segment of de Blasio saying there's plenty of money. We just haven't taken it away from people yet. I mean, wow, that is literally Joe Stalin.
And, of course, you're never going to get the super wealthy. You're never going to have their money confiscated and redistributed. It's just a lie to buy votes. Once the Democrats get a permanent lock on power via massive vote fraud, then, of course, they'll keep promising all these things, and they'll keep bleeding out the American taxpayer and just printing more money to support their new constituency. But you'll never get another Republican in office again. And I think that if they were to do this and steal the election, I think the political right in this country will not accept the results. We'll be in a civil war anyway. So you might as well just – it's kind of like being sick and you need to throw up, right? You just stick your finger down your throat and get it over with now so that you're not as bad off later. That's where we're at.
That's right. When you learn that you've eaten something poisonous, one time we were hunting when I was like 13 years old, and one of my buddies stuck some pellets in the glass of water, you know, stupid teenagers, and I drank it back and it went in my stomach, and I knew I had to get it out of me or I was going to get lead poisoning and get really, 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 really sick. And I vomited up one of the pellets but couldn't get the other out, got super sick for days, had the you-know-whats. But it was terrible. But I wish I'd have gotten that second pellet out of my gut. We know poison's in us, and the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get.
Exactly. What's going to happen in the short term, though, is because of the failures of the Portland PD, for example, has just failed. You had multiple persons attacked over the weekend. You had, you know, Andy Ngo, of course. Then you had Adams?
Yes.
Who attacked him and his friend. So you had, you know, on camera. They're being struck in the head with steel poles. That's a lethal force. And it's lucky for them they weren't killed. And Andy was struck with, like you said before, cups full of concrete. So this is actually lethal force. And eventually Antifa is going to kill somebody. What's going to happen in the short term, though, is that all of us out here who believe in free speech are going to wind up going there again to do their job for them. As we did in Berkeley in 2017. We were there twice in Berkeley. There are multiple events in Berkeley where American patriots stood up. You had three percenters, Bikers for Trump, Oath Keepers. You had the Proud Boys, and you had just average, you know, American.
And notice patriots how your Proud Boys, they come after you like you're enemy number one. They say it's a terror group, though they were never designated that. They are so scared of Americans standing up. But to watch five or six guys beating an older gentleman in the head with steel clubs, hitting him as hard as they can. I mean, just the cowardice, the scumminess. And he was helping some transvestite gay dude they were beating up. Mr. Adams was. I mean,
well,
just
he's lucky he's alive. That's lethal force. And if he were carrying a firearm, he would have been justified in using that firearm to save his life. But, of course, they would have prosecuted him for murder and called him a terrorist. This is where we're at, though. I mean, Americans are going – it's going to happen. Americans are once again going to stand up and go and defend people in the streets of Portland. So you might wind up with it kicking off in Portland. And you just had a situation where it almost kicked off when their crazy governor sent the state police out trying to find the 11 Republican state senators who would not come back to deny a quorum for their insane climate change bill. That was also a powder keg. Luckily, they didn't actually try to go and arrest these state senators. Imagine if one of them had been shot and killed during the attempted arrest. So this is the problem. Oregon has become a focal point and a potential powder keg in this country right now.
It's funny you mention people defending themselves and being called criminal. The Lion of London Bridge, who fought off all the Muslims that killed all the people, he's been sent to re-education because you know, he said it was Muslims that attacked him. And then a man in New York, they busted in his house, physically attacked him. He shot and killed two intruders. They're putting him in prison for defending himself in upstate New York. We'll be right back. time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we the citizens have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The Democrats have openly come out and said the borders are wide open. They say they represent foreigners for free health care, free housing, free education. They say they can vote. Major states are handing out driver's licenses, letting them vote, California, New York. And people like de Blasio and AOC and others are saying, hey, there's going to be plenty of money. We're just going to take it from rich people and give it to you. This is classic communism, and it's when the establishment decides to wind up the hordes, the unwashed masses, people fleeing Venezuela, that, hey, you'll finally get some free stuff. Just let us into power. And then, of course, all the prosperity disappears. And during one of the debates, de Blasio, worst mayor in New York history, I agree with Tucker Carlson on that, said, oh, there's plenty of money. We're just going to take it all. Well, guess what? All the big rich billionaires, except Trump, fund people like him because he domesticates people. All the big ultra rich have their money offshore. They want America to fall into a collapse. They'll buy it all up cheap. The globalists say they've always been competing with the American system since the British Empire. They don't like you being uppity, you having a swimming pool, you having a nice car, you being able to do what you want. They want to make you poor. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. So here's the shocking announcement that they want a violent overthrow, and then CNN saying Antifa's heroes. I'm going to play that. And then it gets worse. Remember what Joe Biden said a few weeks ago? He wants a physical revolution. So Stuart Rhodes of oathkeepers.org is right. They're going into a physical revolution. Here's de Blasio promising the poor all these goodies if you just let us arrest who we want. But it won't be Bloomberg. It won't be Bill Gates. Here it is.
Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. You hear folks say there's not enough money. What I say to them every single time is there's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands.
And AOC says the world's ending in 12 years, but it's okay. She says that we can just have anything free we want. So going back to Stuart Rhodes, then I want to play some of these other clips. Clearly, as you said, they're going hardcore Marxist. They've been breeding this in the universities. It's always been the plan to do this down the road. But because Trump's in, nationalism's exploding, they're pulling out all the stops and going to pure authoritarianism. And I agree with you. If we don't take drastic measures, if the president and others don't, we're going to lose this country.
Well, yeah, they're thumbing their nose at the U.S. Constitution. They're thumbing their nose at clear federal law with impunity. And so far, the Trump administration, DOJ, has done nothing about this. There's been no investigations whatsoever that I know of or indictments for harboring illegal aliens, for aiding and abetting illegal aliens, for harboring and aiding and abetting terrorism. Antifa is a terrorist organization.
You're right. The Oakland mayor and a bunch of others tell MS-13 when high no-knock warrants are coming of known mafia dens with sex slaves, you name it, the city calls and warns them so they can kill the feds. I forgot about that.
Right. So they're in league with face facts. They're in league with the cartels because the cartels are helping them bring in a flood of new illegal voters for the Democrats. And of course, the cartels are profiting on this. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to learn that the cartels are also paying the payoffs. At the same time, they're in league with radical communists inside this country who want to see an overthrow of our government, overthrow of the system. Like you said before, it is Cloward Piven, but it's also, quite frankly, an invasion with the domestic.
But you
enemy.
Agree they're making their move.
Oh yeah, I think so. It's obvious. And so what they're doing is they're telling all the radical leftists who are truly Marxist and communist, they're telling them, hey, this is it. So that's their only real domestic constituency among the American people are the radical communists.
That's right. They've got all the Hollywood movies trying to make blacks burn down the cities, all the race war stuff. That's not working. They're trying to get Hispanics to hate America. That's not working. So you go out to these events, it's 90% meth head, white professors and city workers.
Right. It's young white students. I think it was, what's his name on Twitter? And on Poole. Tim Poole was saying that what this is Antifa is an identitarian white movement. He's right. It's almost predominantly like 99% white. It's young white liberals who have been conditioned like a zombie invasion, basically, to hate their own country and to hate it with, you know, and so they'll fight to the death. And as I said before on your show, they'll fight to the death believing that they're being killed by Nazis. When us veterans get up and take them to task and beat them and kill them in the streets in a civil war, they will die believing with all their hearts that they're fighting Nazis like their grandparents did
And let me stop you there. That's profound. I mean, veterans and people up against the general public would wipe them out. But when I've watched Antifa, been there, but also watched the videos, these people are particularly pathetic. I mean, if I hit somebody with a steel club full power, they die probably. They're hitting them over and over again. It's splitting their skulls open, but it's not killing them. If you hit somebody, Stuart, you kill them. I mean, these guys are so pathetic and so wimpy that if it goes to a real war, we're just going to wipe their ass out. But what you said is even more profound. We know MS-13. We know Hezbollah is an auxiliary for money laundering. The deals were made in Fast and Furious all the way into the Middle East and are actually sleeper cells. And Antifa is only the decoy cover for Hezbollah. And I've been told this by high-level CIA, FBI, people that have been involved wiping some of these groups out, you know, where they've just done the kill notices on them because they're foreigners and some of the worst leadership of it. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about that. You've got all your military sources. So we've been in a hot war for 3 years since Trump got in. But the Democrats and Hillary were preparing to use them as their muscle. That is so profound.
Well, they're also using them as useful idiot cannon fodder. So I think what they want is they'd love to see American veterans, you know, just kind of Tina and
Stuart, your Skype's breaking up. I want you to do five more minutes with us.
Would help.
Put him on hold for a minute. I'm going to come back to him in a second and see if we'll do five more minutes to ask about solutions here. Folks, you cannot hype this stuff up enough. I cannot explain to you how insane, how out of control. And please remember to go to oathkeepers.org, support Stuart Rhodes and his great work as well. It's a great organization, demonize and attack, just like Proud Boys, but older, stronger, even more effective. If you're a veteran, you really should be part of Oath Keepers. And, of course, anybody can support Oath Keepers. But this is it. This is the second American Revolution. We're fighting back. And I'm going to give you some inside baseball next segment with Stuart, then our next guest comes on. But listen, I need financial support. I would already have like 10 more reporters. We've been much more effective. I'd have 4 or 5 more camera people. And we would be able to really kick butt, even despite the deplatforming, if we had more capital. Thanks to your support, we're still here. We're still operating despite the boycotts, the attacks, the fake lawsuits, all of it. And, you know, now they're moving into even more sinister stuff to try to set me up. That's okay. I'm a big boy. But I don't want to go into political combat without the political ammo, without the crew, without the gear. I want to fight. I want to either, you know, fight and win or die trying. So I'm not a victim. I'm in the field. I love it. But I need provisions. And, folks, it's a symbiotic relationship. Infowarsstore.com. We have the 4th of July special, the Save the Infowars special, store-wide 50% off, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. We are selling out of X2. We are about to completely sell out of our Survival Shield X2, which we couldn't even get in for almost a year. This is your last chance to get it 50% off at InfowarsLife.com. The warehouse has just informed me before the show that we are about to sell out of our entire Survival Shield X2 inventory. It could be weeks or even months before the next shipment arrives. This is your last chance to secure your bottle of Survival Shield X2 and learn what it does as the good halogen, the only pure iodine out there. 50% of InfowarsStore.com, 50% off right now before it's all gone. We will also be holding back bottles exclusively for auto ship customers, and you get an additional 10% off on that, and we're selling out of a bunch of other items at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got less than 100 of the limited edition Clown World shirt that commemorates the debates and has InfoWars.com on front and back like a concert shirt. Less than 100 left of those. But whatever you do, go to Oath Keepers website as well. Get some of their great t-shirts because that's how we fund our operations. And we don't back down. Stuart works 7 days a week over at oathkeepers.org as well. So be sure and get some of their great Oath Keeper ball caps and shirts or make a donation there. No matter who it is, folks, I've gotten to the point with some activist groups where I'm just giving them donations because I know they're so effective and I never really talk about it. But back when we had more money, I was spending over $1 million a year covertly funding other activist groups and organizations that did just such a great job. But it's got down to the point, that, you know, at this point where I can't even do that anymore. So whether it's oathkeepers.org or whether it's InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to be engaged. Now is the time to realize this isn't a drill. The left knows they're losing intellectually, culturally. We're going to come back, give Stuart the floor for 5 minutes about solutions, other things he's looking at, what else he thinks is about to happen. But I want to, I don't know his full view on this, though I follow him and his great research. They're doing this because they instinctively know they're losing. They're doing this because they know populism's exploding, and they're doing this by basically hitting the panic button, the massive censorship, the massive violence, the bullying, dumping hot coffee and tea on me all the time when I'm out in public in any leftist area. But anytime you go outside of leftist areas, people love us. So, but the problem is the average person doesn't realize we're in the Civil War now. They know they're losing, and they're about to ratchet into a hot war. Hour number 3 with so many other guests as well. Please stay with us. There is no longer any doubt multinational companies and governments are funding an attempted violent Maoist-style overthrow of the U.S. Our borders are being totally collapsed. Already born babies are being killed. World government is here. Now is the time for decision. Now is the time for everyone watching and listening to decide which side they're on. And if you decide that you want to stop the forces that are banning the American flag and attacking the family and that are attacking our borders and our country and our military and our heritage, if you want to defend that, then now is the time to take action. And that means word of mouth about this broadcast. And that means buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means praying for InfoWars and praying for President Trump and praying for yourself and praying for peace, praying for justice. We're running it through July 4th, but it's got to end because we're running out a lot of the best-selling items. We have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points. Sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. It's free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. You cannot beat these deals. The best we ever offer at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man. Well, she's been demonized. She's been banned. So, interesting young lady. Put out some very sophisticated videos lately. Will be joining us, going back to Stuart Rhodes of OathKeepers.org. Stuart, I know that Trump gives orders and then is ignored. So he says start the antitrust and then his people won't do it. They admit there's a mutiny. He signs documents. They won't execute him. So his instinct's right, but he's surrounded by people that won't do what they're told. Meanwhile, we've got all these reports pouring in, CBS drama, The Good Fight, calls for the assassination of Trump, says punch anybody that's a Trump supporter on the show. The corporate media knows what they're doing. And I just hope they know if this really kicks off, it's already kicking off, they're going to be held responsible. What does Trump need to do? And what are other angles of this? And what can we as citizens do to whether it's going to happen or not? And I agree, we're already here, basically, to affect the battle space and get engaged now to make sure that we win this thing.
But we have got to both push him and support him in acting as commander in chief. This is the only route he has left, and it's the one he should have used from day one. But you said he's surrounded by bad advisors, so we have to be able to reach, go around them and reach him with a message that he must deploy the troops on the border. He must be commander in chief. And so actually, I was contacted by a black gunnery sergeant, Marine Corps retired. We had a brilliant idea of doing a national stand to of veterans. And so we're going to do that. But we picked Veterans Day, the weekend of Veterans Day, November 11th. There's already a rally going on of the Three Percenters at Arlington National Cemetery. So we're going to go ahead and join with them, but we're going to call for a national stand to of all the military veterans in this country and then march from Arlington to the White House with a message to Trump, very clear message. He must act as commander in chief and deploy the military and deploy us as the militia and get this taken care of. And in between then, we're going to do state stand twos of military veterans in every state. And I picked August the 17th for that stand two. We already have Joe Biggs saying he's going to go to Portland on August 17th. So let's go ahead and make that the time when all the military veterans come together. Of course, American patriots who are not prior service have a duty and responsibility to also stand up as well. But we want to make sure that the president gets a message from the military, from us current serving and retired, military that he has to act as commander in chief. He must deploy the military on the border. He must call in the federal service, all the National Guard units of the states, and put them on the border, or even better, put them to work backing up ICE to go and round up the illegal aliens who are going to be the voting bloc for the Democrats. If he does not do this and do this now, then we're done politically. The political solution window will have shut. It'll shut on 2020.
No, you're right. God gave us a chance with Trump, and if we don't all execute right now, I mean, the Democrats admit we're bringing in a group to outvote you. It's over. And we're going to bring in communism. So the country will be gone. This is how we get conquered. This is globalist forces. Multinationals have said they're doing it. They're financing it. They're financing the refugee centers. This is an act of war. And Trump needs to cut all the funding from the UN, doesn't he?
Well, he does. But, of course, the first thing he has to do is secure our nation and secure our vote. So because without the vote, without the ability to actually vote for the next president, we will not accept the results of the election. We'll be in a civil war. This is the last chance we have to fix this politically. He has got to shut that down.
And by the way, so everybody I know, black, white, old, young, is sick of this. And everybody I know is just, they're like, tell us, Alex, when we stop paying taxes and we start doing whatever we want and we start going after people. And by the way, my listeners aren't dumb. They're not dumb. People aren't going to go find Antifa. And I don't want this to happen, but I hope all the politicians and bureaucrats and people know Santa Claus has been making a list.
Well, they need to understand that when you go into a warfare like that, a civil war, it's going to be their entire command and control. It's going to include it's going to include the journalists. It's going to include the leftist journalists who are pushing their propaganda. This is something that happens in every civil war. It's not going to.
And that's why they've been pre-preparing that Trump's attacking journalists, even though they're attacking him and causing the civil war. They want to cause the war and then make themselves victims when they get in big trouble. They're really playing with fire. They got a tiger by the tail. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. Great job. Oathkeepers.org.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back with SOF. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them. 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality. Survival Shield X2. Now back in stock. Rainforce Plus. Turbo Force. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So many more. Stock up on the toothpaste. The coffee. Sign up for auto ship. Get an additional 10% off. And I forgot. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I'm
all right. Soph, the young lady who's been banned and restricted on most of the internet because she used a few potty mouth words. The leftists can do that all day. They can brag about killing born babies and talk about kill those little bastards. Take that 2-year-old baby, bash their brains out. That's the new trendy psychology in leftist media. But if she uses the word poo-poo or something, she's got to be banned. But she's put out a new video that's pretty sophisticated, and I'm trying to figure out the full riddle to, and we'll talk about that next segment. Here's some really good news. You keep hearing about leftist judges blocking Trump's agenda, but then it always goes to the Supreme Court, and in almost every case, he wins. Judicial Watch org reports California begins massive voter roll cleanup, notifies up to 1.5 million inactive voters as part of Judicial Watch lawsuit settlement, where people are voting in the names of dead people or folks that aren't on the voter rolls. That's 1.5 million evidence of illegal aliens voting and others in California, backing up that Trump says 3.3 million voted against him illegally in the election. That was in major university studies that looked at the voter rolls. So there you go. They're having to purge those off. That's why the California and others are saying just let illegal aliens vote. Many cities are letting them vote. Unbelievable. Well, Soph joins us. She's on Twitter at SurNugget. She's plagiarizing the actual given name of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's spirit animal is SurNugget. And, of course, YouTube at Soph and Patreon.com, Corbis. And she joins us. I've been wanting to get her on for a while. This is an update on being demonized, the national media, people calling her a right-winger. I'm more of a kind of a libertarian provocateur, but maybe I'm wrong. Just to get an update from you and also talk about your new video getting into the boomer generation that you think is the real culprit, the real problem here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Alex.
Well, thanks for joining us. What do you want to tackle first?
I could do anything, really. I mean, a lot of stuff has been going on lately. I mean, I got out of school, but I had an eventful last few days, and I had to talk to my principal about a few things. But the new videos, I worked on that a lot. I think it's pretty interesting as well.
We're going to get to that coming up next segment. Just describe some of the stuff that happened. Your dad got threatened. Your family got threatened. They tried to dox you. Since you were on a few months ago, tell people what's unfolded.
It was an onslaught of articles about me, a lot, that were sort of, painting me in the wrong light, taking quotes out of context and saying things, I said that I never said. And, I had journalists harassing my parents, you know, finding information about them and calling them and emailing them, even contacting my grandmother at a point. Some of them were really going crazy with that sort of thing. And then within the school itself, I was getting a lot of harassment from my fellow students. I got assaulted technically 3 times, and I also had to speak with my principal and that sort of thing. And I'm being kept from saying things by my superintendent. It's a pretty crazy situation.
You're being kept from saying things online by the school or at school?
Exactly a week ago, I got, after, you know, school is out, it's already summer vacation and I'm transferring to a different school. I had a meeting with the principal. I had this tweet where I said that, some students who I have no idea who they are, who were trying to get a segment of like an interview of me, try to get it removed from the yearbook. I said that they are, gay babies who are, you know, farting on the floor about it. Pretty much, and he had a problem with me calling them gay because apparently that's a slur now. So I had to talk to him, and it's unclear about what I can say in my next video about everything that happened at school. I mean, if I can even pass judgment on the kids, because in the principal's own words, there's no code on what speech is disciplinable.
Well, we know in California, so, you know, under the Ninth Circuit, it's American flags you can't wear in California under the Ninth Circuit. But I guess we'll have to have a new ruling on you, though, to ban you as well.
Yeah, I mean, all the rules are super unclear. It's pretty much if students make a big enough ruckus about you, you can get punished for it. So I'm just trying to work things out right now, how I can move forward and how I can talk about what's happened to me without facing negative repercussions for it.
What do you make of the mainstream media, the corporate media, the dying dinosaur media lying even more now? I don't know if you're familiar with what's happened lately. AP said that I lost a lawsuit for a book about Sandy Hook that I never wrote the book. I wasn't interviewed for the book. I didn't lose a lawsuit. And they went on to say all these other incredible lies about me. They said that I said white Jew boys about the lawyers that are suing me. I said they're white shoe boys. That actually means white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Ivy League graduates from Yale. That's what they are. Want to be elitist. And then they said that I said... Jew boy. So there's a whole new level to the weaponization in the media.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unfamiliar with specific incidents, but I totally believe that. I mean, even people like my parents are starting to wake up with how blatant it was. Before I went on the show, my parents pretty much bought the mainstream story about you because, you know, they have regular jobs or, you know, they do work, so they don't have time to go out of their way and really research these things. And that's what big mainstream news sources really count on, that the average viewer doesn't have the time to look into the story so they can blatantly lie and get away with it, just counting on the viewer's ignorance. So, but after I went on the show, they realized that you're you're not crazy. You're just a normal guy. And, you know, they've started, even they have started to wake up to what's been happening to the mainstream media.
Well, I find it fascinating that, how old are you?
I am 14.
So you're 14, and my 15-year-old daughter, she's 15 now, is as smart as you are. She's just not really politically engaged. My son, 16, he's super smart. He's been doing videos since he was 10 that he actually did himself. People thought that I told him what to say. But you compare that to a lot of young people today, they seem like zombies, or most adults are so stupid that it frightens me. And the IQ is plunging in the country. It's really scary for me. A, do you agree with that? And B, what do you think is causing it?
I mean, I think that's consistent, at least through millennials. When it comes to Gen Z, there's a lot more skepticism, I think, just because they have so many sources just getting used to the internet that they realize, oh, well, like, newspapers aren't the only source, so they might not be credible.
I think the studies show that. You're right. Why do you think then the millennials just literally seem, on average, like lobotomized zombies?
I think because they just got to the internet later on, so they spend so much of their life getting used to these sources that they just have this unbreakable trust in them. I don't know what it would take to really, you know, expose to them that that's just not true.
I think you're right, but it's more than that. There's a subservience, and they think they're on the winning team. They went and got two or three college degrees that are worthless by design, and then the system, once it catches you in a scam, like a Nigerian scam, they get you to give $1,000 because you're going to get $100,000. They go, oh, Prince Abubu needs $10,000 now, but you're going to get $1 million. And once you've already invested $20,000 in the scam, you're supposed to get $10 million from Prince Boo-Boo or whatever his name is. These people will tell their family, no, you're jealous I'm getting money from Prince Boo-Boo. And then they'll have a Nigerian fly over here, get on a Greyhound bus, this happened to people I know, come to their house in a Prince outfit, but they have no money and they have a 1 week visa. And then families break up and people's wives run off, their husbands run off going, no, the Prince is here. I hit the jackpot. So it's the same thing. And then they'll sign their house over to him because now the Prince is going to give them $1 billion and they can never admit they got conned. So the left keeps doubling down betting. They're like compulsive gamblers believing they're finally going to be the ruling class. Their degrees are finally going to work. Once Bernie Sanders or Hillary takes over, she'll give them places in the whole economy. But she says in the WikiLeaks show, my dumb constituents want money and position. It doesn't exist. They're all a bunch of stupid baristas who want power. They don't have the intellect, the will, or the energy to do it. I hate my constituents because she knows who they are. They've got 2 degrees on average. They've got a meth habit. They love Satan, and they're completely unhappy, and they see other people that have energy and lightning in their eyes, and they want to kill us, and they want to hurt babies, too. We'll be right back, Soph, with your interesting video. Stay with us.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. Just sign up for auto ship and additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. X2, learn about why it's so special. How it's the good at halogen. How it's the missing link in the body. Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce Plus, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy. Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar. And the big sale's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
People something and one person thinks it's flowers, another person thinks it's demons, another person thinks it's a unicorn. And you can get a good psychological idea on patterns in people's brains with those. And of course, people that have a dirty mind will hear something and think it's about sex when it's not. Well, I saw this video yesterday that Soph put out, a young 14-year-old girl who's been on the air for a few years and has millions of followers. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, well, who does the internet always obsessing about saying runs the whole world? They either say the Jews or the Catholics or they'll pick up. I mean, I guess the left now says white people are inherently evil and white people are the bad thing on earth. That being white's inherently bad and we should all pay reparations. So I'm watching it and I'm thinking, is she going to say white dudes? Is she going to say Jews? Is she going to say, because I was trying to, I mean, I could tell it was something along those lines, but I go, well, David Rockefeller's not Jewish, and that guy's not Jewish, and this guy's not Jewish. I'm thinking, okay, is she going to say they're all Democrats? Well, some of those are Republicans. And then she says, boomers. And again, it's the media watching that would again project Jews onto it, because a lot of these powerful CEOs do happen to be Jewish, some of the leaders, but some are liberal, some are conservative. But the truth is they're all boomers. It's boomers creating the racial division. So it's a very sophisticated video. It goes on for a long time, and it's got some profanity in it, so we're not going to play all of it here. But, Soph, what was your thinking? And thanks for coming on short notice. What was your thinking in doing this? Because I didn't talk to you before you came on. I've kind of made my guess at it that you were, it was like a Rorschacher blot ink pattern to kind of show that the internet's obsessed with this, both liberal and conservative, and projecting it onto everybody. I mean, I've got articles here, Instagram investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. And it was a mere one socialist painting about the robber barons. And it had nothing to do with Jews. A couple of the guys that happened to be Jewish that were in it. And it was 4% of the comments out of hundreds were anti-Jews. So now I'm guilty for 4% of comments. So this is total and complete mind control. I have that painting hanging in my office, but a better version of it. He's had many versions. The version I have doesn't have a famous Jew in it. A few of them do. But I mean, so what? There have been famous people that are good and bad that are Jewish. I mean, you know, Lenin was Jewish. I'd say that was an evil guy to be Jewish. Hitler was an evil guy to be, you know, Austrian. But there have been a lot of great Germans. You know, Bismarck, you could say, was greater. There's been great Englishmen and, you know, great people from Africa. But what was your thinking behind all this?
The intro segment just happened to fall into place. I mean, it was originally conceived as sort of just a funny, you know, bait and switch comedic thing, but it happened to sort of fit in with the rest of the narrative, which is like, well, there needed to be an explanation for why the millennial generation is what it is. I mean, you know, it didn't just pop out of nowhere. So you trace it back maybe to the universities, but what happened to academia didn't just happen out of nowhere. And it was happening at around the same time boomers were there. So it just happened to, you know, fall into place. It intuitively made sense.
Well, this is definitely a very original video. And I don't know, you know, people that have degrees in media that could put out something as dark and interesting in the way it was all shot. Did you do this by yourself?
Yeah, I did it. Well, technically I set up everything by myself, but, I have a friend that I work on these videos with. He's a Vapor Boy on YouTube and we're just friends, but we, you know, bounce ideas off of each other and he'll add a few things to the scripts here and there and we'll do, you know, recordings together. But, you know, my parents aren't, you know, helping me set up anything
well,
or anything like
well,
that.
So you're 14 years old. How old's your friend that helps you?
17.
Okay. Let's go ahead and, roll the first part of this video. Here it is.
I thought you were all fools. The idea of tracing all our troubles back to a single group of people. I just couldn't believe it. Scapegoating like that seemed too easy, too simplistic. But it pains me to say it was right. It's almost like I didn't want to believe. Once you start seeing it, you just can't stop. They're everywhere. The banks, the media, the government, the Federal Reserve. My neighborhood. It doesn't take a genius to pick up on it. Notice anything? I know you do. You can't ignore the patterns. The ratty face, the hair, the nose. Who else could it be other than greedy, slimy, money-loving boomers?
The list of things more insufferable than dealing with boomers is a very short one. It's as if they have a sixth sense that allows them to strike when you're the most irritable. And like a type annoyance Pokemon, they have a characteristic move they love to use, complaining about your use of the internet. In a handful of phrases, they manage to squeeze out a copious amount of superstitious gobbledygook about how much time you spent on the computer, all while obnoxiously looming over your shoulder to watch you download Skyrim mods and Doom wads. And when their lecture is done, they slither back downstairs to watch whatever MKUltra programming is beaming out of their 60-inch LED TVs, which only makes their objections to our consumption of media funnier, considering they're happy being fed an infinite course of a politically charged and geriatric version of Teletubbies. And they have the gall to go bug their kids for watching TikTok compilations. In their minds, because their source of entertainment is under the auspices of the establishment, it simply can't be wrong, regardless of how trivial, diversionary, and consistently untrustworthy it may be. Meanwhile, we can access every single morsel of information known to man through the web, but there are no flashy credit card ads lodged in it, which basically means it can't be reliable. It's almost poetic how the big screen the boomer sits in front of gives so little in the way of anything, while the little screens they so despise are a window to the endless expanses of the internet. And perhaps that's what truly annoys them, the lack of main guidelines, the all-too-open nature of the internet, and all the esoteric info it offers without any filters. The skepticism it symbolizes must really grind the gears of people whose main interest is just to not bother anymore. The boomer's MO is blissful ignorance. The prospect of questioning the current authority is a foreign one to them. True patriots don't question the government. And alternatively, true Democrats don't peddle preposterous conspiracy theories. Boomers are perpetually tangled in the minutiae of the Euclidean political spectrum, never able to see a bigger picture or realize how much trouble the
is very interesting. She's targeting boomers, but she's playing on the whole bait and switch, thinking that the media will project and think that it's anti-Semitic. And that's what I got from it. That's what I thought, because I know you don't engage in that type of religious or racial division. I've seen your past videos, but I wanted to give you a chance to just clarify what your video that people can see on your YouTube channel stands for. The group responsible for all of our troubles. Self. Other points you'd like to add about the video?
I just think it's one of the points I sort of go in on there is the trend among boomers that they're so caught up in the political, conflict, always caught up in the, democratic, landscape. To me, it seems the solution is no longer a political option. It cannot be achieved through political means. So I think it's, something pointless for them to be so focused on that. And I also think with the millennials thing, they have Stockholm syndrome for the boomers in that way. They've already invested so much just with college that they think they still have to, focus on all those values.
Let's talk about what's wrong with the boomers with Soph and constitutional lawyer Bob Barnes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we the citizens have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the US to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. Infowarsstore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support, because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Soph is 14. She's been on the internet for a couple years. She has millions of followers. Her average video gets about a half million views. And that's with the shadow banning she's under. Well, she talked about Greta Thunberg and got so many strikes on her YouTube, it was frozen. Because it's bullying. If you talk about a 16-year-old climate activist, that means pay the Rockefellers, pay Obama, pay the globalist carbon taxes, literally, at the Chicago and London Mercantile. That's like when I was criticizing David Hogg last year when he was literally saying I was a horrible person, a criminal, and I would criticize him when he was giving speeches to 10,000 people, and they banned me. They said, you do not talk about David Hogg, who's 17 years old. And so I was asking, why no videos for 2 months? Well, she's been locked out of her account for 2 months because I guess she talked about Greta Thunberg. Tell us about that. So you're 14, but you don't get to have your opinion. I guess you said something mean about her?
I didn't really say anything mean. I mean, the worst thing I said was she had a square head, but I said like fellow square head, and YouTube just classified it as harassment and cyberbullying, even though she's way more famous and, you know, 2 years older than I am. And I tried to appeal the strike, but they still haven't gotten back to me on it. I guess that's a tactic they use. They just don't respond to your appeals. I mean, I just think it's insane.
Well, Antifa was caught on video loading hundreds of acid bombs that they threw at people and beat people over the head with steel bars, splitting their skulls open. But that's okay. But if you disagree with someone saying the world's ending in 12 years, like AOC or Greta Thunberg, you're the bad person. How dare you, a 14-year-old young woman, criticize one of their Lord and Saviors?
I know. It's just crazy. I think, yeah, she's like one of their protected people, because I think she's very effective at getting the message across to young people. And that's what I commented on. I mean, I think she's, you know, just being used as a tool to push the message of, oh yeah, the government's just trying to collect more taxes. It's just a effort for, you know, the whole climate change thing is probably just exaggerated by, you know, government employed scientists to collect more taxes through a carbon tax or whatever.
Greta Thunberg, the world's ending. Please pay all the money to AOC or I'm dead. And don't criticize that plan, even though only a few countries have to do it. And then we won't be able to economically operate against China. And China and Saudi Arabia have been actually funding us to shut down our energy so we can only buy it from them. But that's okay. I'm Greta Thunberg. Wow.
I mean, she's very articulate, and that's probably the main reason they've been striking her. If she was not articulate, and she wasn't effective, and she wasn't savvy at technology, she wouldn't be targeted in this manner. The idea is that essentially there's a safe space for only protected ideas and protected classes, and everyone else is subject to harassment, to targeting, to censorship, to physical assault, as happened this weekend. It's a sad situation.
And Google calls that internal documents, Project Veritas video, fairness. That it's fair to suppress you, Soph.
Yeah, I've been keen to the whole, you know, Google bias for like a year and a half now. So I'm not surprised with any of this Project Veritas stuff that's coming out. I think it's just, you know, to be expected because it's so clear the bias that they put out on people like me while they just propel Greta Thunberg to the top of everything, to top of, you know, recommended videos or whatever else.
It's amazing. Let's talk about millennials. Let's talk about, because we're not saying all millennials are bad, but statistically they steal more. They don't give to charity, but they tell you how to live your life. More than half of them identify as communist with their smartphones and $200 skinny jeans and $200 sunglasses. What's wrong in your view, Robert Barnes? I mean, even The Atlantic says the boomers ruined everything. They gave birth to the millennials. Maybe Generation Z will save us.
Well, I mean, I think what happened is there's good articulation of this by various sociology professors and other political science professors.
Sociological is a hard word to say.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get to. But essentially what happened was this safe space culture was impregnated into the boomer class as they were raising their kids because of the kidnapping scares and the various child care scares that took place in the late 80s, early 90s. So don't go out and mix
the whole world has become a little, and Google's even building, and so is Facebook, little AI spy cities where you live in a domed bubble.
Exactly. And you have these special safe spaces on top of other safe spaces on top of other safe spaces. And they've grown up in a safe space culture that mingled with that self-entitlement culture. And you combine safe space culture and self-entitlement culture, and you get people who really believe without any question, without any doubt, without any reservation, that they are entitled to only their voice being heard. They're entitled to
because
nobody.
Because they're the ruling class.
Exactly. Very much so. And that the safe space culture that they grew up with as kids, with, you know, play dates, that everything was controlled and organized, it's sort of a mini version of the nanny state is how they grew up and were acculturated by their boomer liberal parents.
Whereas my generation was the last to just, oh, you're 10 years old, you want to take the shotgun? I'd put a 357 on my side with a holster, and I'd get a tent, a couple of my buddies, and I'd go out on a four-wheeler, 1,000, you know, acres in the middle of a wilderness, and just sit there and hunt and hang out for 2 or 3 days.
Exactly.
People think that's like now leftist outside major cities. They're moving in like outside Atlanta, outside other areas. There's always news of this. And people will drive by somebody's house and they'll be skinning a deer. They'll call the police for animal cruelty and the cops will arrest them. Even though it's legal and they had a license, they go, we still think that someone called from the nanny state. Yes, skinning a deer is hurtful.
Well, it's
dead.
It's amazing. I mean, I do think Generation Z has a lot of promise. They're much more independent. There tends to be a generational reaction to the prior generation, and the Generation Z is sort of the anti-safe space culture in place. Very independent, understand how to reach out to each other through social media, understand how to persuade and communicate through social media, understand how to express dissident opinions and be unafraid of big tech and unafraid of big media and unafraid of having quote-unquote unapproved opinions. And I think they are the generation that's going to salvage and save the American future moving forward.
I totally agree, but you bring that up. I mean, literally, when my dad was like 9, 10, they would send him every summer to apprentice a month there in a factory at an oil rig to go pick cotton somewhere, you know, with family to see what the real world was like. But they'd just throw him on a bus, and he'd just go drive down there, and they'd take guns to their school, put them in the locker to go hunt at their friend's house. And literally, I remember being a kid just 33, 34 years ago, 35 years ago, being 10, 11, and nobody thought anything in the country, if you were walking by a fence, somebody's out there cutting stuff with a tractor, that there's a bunch of little kids with 357s on their hips and shotguns. That was totally, because we were all trained. It was normal. Nobody got hurt. Nowadays, people flip out if they see an adult like that, Soph. What do you think's happened?
I mean, I didn't even consider all the safe space stuff, but I think it's just the contrast of the way that boomers were raised versus Generation Z. That's something I focus on. Boomers grew up in an age of great prosperity, so they got, you know, most everything was pretty much handed to them is what I focus on. And I think growing up in such an environment, they didn't need to learn what, you know, how to defend themselves or, you know, need to learn any, you know, good life advice, financial advice, because no matter what they did, they got success. And
so they just say assimilate, do what the establishment says. They're in a cult.
Yeah, well, particularly the upper middle class liberal boomers that she's describing. So for like your blue collar working class boomer, what they experienced, and this is, you see this in the division of Trump support amongst boomer generation, it's your non-college folks who saw their entire livelihoods ripped away and disappeared. They had to serve in multiple wars that were failed wars, that were dumb wars, that were unsuccessful wars, that were unpopular wars, that killed their friends, their family, and their neighbors. They had to go home to communities that were being ripped apart by racial politics, by their homes ripped apart by gender politics.
You're right. We've got to divide the working class boomers who are great people versus elite boomers. When we say boomers, we mean elite.
Exactly.
Generally white upper class boomers.
Privileged kids who grew up so privileged that entitlement was second nature to them. No sense of scarcity. One critical principle of conservatism in sort of its hardcore root is a recognition of scarcity. There was no recognition of scarcity because they were just used to...
AOC says, they go, how are you going to pay for all this? It's exactly. 5 times the budget. She goes, we'll just do it.
Exactly. The military must spend a whole bunch, right? So, I mean, it's just, there's people that don't have any sense of limits, don't have any sense of know what it's like to live with limits. It's a self-entitled, babied culture that easily bullies others because of how easily they were babied their whole
life. I agree. So, do a few more minutes with us, and we're going to get into the other issues with Barnes a little bit the next hour. Jill Salente coming up on where you think this is all going, what you think President Trump should do, and more with Shof. Be sure and follow her Twitter at SewerNugget. She's named after Barack Obama's wife. And YouTube at Shof, patreon.com/Corbis. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. There is no longer any doubt multinational companies and governments are funding an attempted violent Maoist-style overthrow of the U.S. Our borders are being totally collapsed. Already born babies are being killed. World government is here. Now is the time for decision. Now is the time for everyone watching and listening to decide which side they're on. And if you decide that you want to stop the forces that are banning the American flag and attacking the family and that are attacking our borders and our country and our military and our heritage, if you want to defend that, then now is the time to take action. And that means word of mouth about this broadcast. And that means buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means praying for InfoWars and praying for President Trump and praying for yourself and praying for peace, praying for justice. We're running it through July 4th. But it's got to end because we're running out a lot of the best-selling items. We have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points. Sign up for AutoShip. Cancel any time. It's free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. You cannot beat these deals. The best we ever offer at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature, but Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned, and you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of the ATX. We're going back to SOAP. I'm doing 50 minutes the next hour with Barnes. On all the big news that we haven't hit yet, and to recap the Antifa terror attacks. And I want to explain something after she leaves that is so critical. They are probing, they are testing us to normalize attacking us. They call acid milkshakes. Understand, this is all a big test to see what they can get away with. Charlottesville was that. And for me, Dare pointing out that Soros financed it, I'm being sued. Fine. Misrepresent all you want. The truth will come out. Georgetown University financing lawsuits to shut us down because they fear us and they know we're effective. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Save InfoWars 4th of July special. I'm going to have to end it by the 4th of the day after because X2, the clean deep earth crystal, pure iodine, the soil is depleted. The types of iodines you get are bound with other substances, other minerals, other periodic table elements, and you can't absorb it. If you don't know about iodine and loss of IQ and loss of energy and problems in the glands, well, you just don't know. When I remember to take X2 four or five times a week, I have so much energy, so much focus, so much everything. Started taking it 7 years ago, and I was exercising all the time and couldn't drop weight, and I lost 50-something pounds. Now, I basically have quit working out except for some ellipticals, so I've gained 30 of it back. I'm just going back on a regimen again where I'm taking all the vitamins, all the minerals, and I'm exercising. I've already lost 5 pounds the last week and a half. And you know, you're going to see quite a transformation. The next 2 months, folks, you're going to see it because I'm going to work out like I used to before I took X2. The stuff has made me lazy. But you take the X2, you take the fish oil, you take the turmeric, you take the ultimate bone broth formula. They're all 50% off. Double Patriot points storewide for shipping. And I want to explain something. Everybody knows how great bone broth is. You go to Whole Foods, you go to other grocery stores, they've got little mason jars for $10, or it's on sale, $8. It's got the equivalent of a quarter scoop of bone broth from chicken in it and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and stuff. But I keep meaning to go to the store and get some of these to come show you. There's almost nothing in them. You're talking hundreds of times more in a canister for $19.95. And this is $9.95 for one little mason jar that's just yellow and just has the bone broth flavor. Nobody's ever made a bone broth like this. If you don't know what bone broth does for you, research it. I don't have hours to get into it. All of it's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. But we're selling out of the X2. And they put us over a barrel. They get it between 7 and 12,000 feet. The oil company we were getting it from, because it's pure crystal source. You go to the DEA to even store it before it's transferred into the process that makes it where you can take it, because it's a controlled substance at that level, because you can make all the stuff with it. It's a magic element, okay? They hit you with all the bad halogens like fluoride and the rest of it. This is the good halogen. It took us over 6 months to get it resecured. I played guts ball. I said it's discontinued. I wouldn't let them raise the prices on us because then it'd be like $50 a bottle. They're going to double prices on it for us. So right now it's $19.98, even though, ladies and gentlemen, we only make like $5-6 on it at that, and maybe that. So 4.9 stars, 98% reviews, original X2, at InfoWarsLife.com. X3 is excellent. It's triiodine. The other two types and then the pure type, because some people can't absorb just the pure type. Most folks can't absorb the bound types. So X3 was what doctors and scientists told me was great. Folks, when I tell you X2's been the best, they don't want X3. They go, well, X2's the best. It's kind of like when Gillette had the best a man can get with three razors. And then I'll kind of agree, four or five is a little too much. People are like, hey, it's the best a man can get. Don't tell me you have four blades. Okay, fine. Some like three, some like four, some like two. X3 is excellent as well. It's not sold out. So InfoWarsStore.com. So we're two old guys, you know, running over a 14-year-old lady here. So, but I really want to hear what you have to say. Any other key points you'd like to make about where you see society going, the massive censorship, what you think Trump should do, Antifa just north of you, openly producing, all of these acid attack cocktails to attack people. I mean, it's big news when an Islamist throws acid on somebody, but when the liberals do it, it's loving, and we have a CNN clip saying this is a good thing.
I mean, yeah, everything seems to be accelerating just leading up to the election. I mean, all the Antifa stuff is crazy. They're certainly doing a lot of damage, but I think, I don't think they're something that people should be scared of. I mean, it's, you see the videos, it's like a whole crowd against one person, and the one person is still able to get away. Proportional to the size, they can't do much damage. They're weak. So if, you know, people can meet back with a greater force, which I think is easy, then, you know, things will be good. Yeah, I mean, we can talk more about boomers if you want.
Well, again, I'm not up here as Mr. Tough Guy. I've had my ass kicked plenty of times, and I never started a fight. And I got in fights with people like state wrestling champs and folks that have your head in the concrete in 10 seconds. Didn't matter what you did, you couldn't kick their ass. But I've certainly, you know, won most of the fights I've been in. But I can tell you this. If somebody tried to hit me in the head with a metal club, they're going to die. I mean, or I'm going to die because I'm going to get on top of them, and I'm going to ram their head in the concrete. And by the way, that's not premeditated. You try to kill me or you hurt me, that's when you really get hurt. As a state wrestling champion, I said I didn't beat him. I actually did break his trachea. I crushed his windpipe. He had to get a tracheotomy and was put in the hospital. But so I guess I did kind of win. But the point is, he had pile drive me and thought he'd kick my ass, and I popped right back up and punched him in the throat full power. But all I'm saying is there's always somebody tougher than you out there. But why do you think so if they think they can go out and engage in acid attacks and hit people over the head with metal bars?
I think they know that the establishment is on their side. I mean, something that the leftists like Carlos Maza often say is that, oh, the establishment is right wing, you know, big corporations like YouTube are anti-gay. They're never on our side, which is completely just opposite of the truth. You know, everybody's working together with the left wing. They know they have, they're not stupid. They just have overconfidence in the fact that the system is on their side. I don't know if that's how it's going to work out, but it seems that the police really aren't doing much to stop them. And I think this is why the right to bear arms is so important in situations like these where the police doesn't have a handle on it. You need to be able to defend yourself.
I know your dad's had threats. You've had threats online. Has anybody recognized you on the street and said anything to you?
So far, I mean, I haven't been recognized on the street in a while. I've been recognized a few times before, but it was always positive. So far I haven't been harassed, you know, out of school, just in public, but we'll see how long that lasts.
Barnes, you've been out in public with me. We're not bragging. It's good news. What you probably 90% of folks that come up are positive. Others are kind of neutral. Maybe I don't think I've ever seen anybody get in my face yet. I went and dropped my daughters off at camp. I couldn't get out of there. I shook almost all the girls' hands, all the guys' hands. They all chased me. I'm not kidding. Chased me where my truck was parked. It's a huge camp. And were demanding photos. And more kept coming. And I got stuck there for an hour taking photos with up to 30 people who just kept... Somebody chased me in a truck to take photos once I got on the highway. I'm not bragging. That shows we're winning the info war. But that minority is violent.
Oh, no doubt. And the goal of Antifa is to scare the sofs of the world from into silence. That's really the goal. The goal is if you get out there and you're going to be a high profile person with views that we don't like, it will escalate from, it will start with censorship. Then it will go to sort of cyber stalking, true cyber bullying, and then it will escalate into actual physical bullying and actual physical threats and physical violence.
But am I wrong, Soph, in saying that type of behavior only would make you fight harder?
I mean, I definitely, I don't know if it's a good thing, but it definitely like, it excites me in a sort of way that I feel like I need to get involved in what's going on. It's just, you know, seems like there's so much civil unrest that I need to be in the middle of it and get involved. And yeah, like people seeing things like this will alienate them from the left. That's all it does. It makes them, you know, angrier. It gets them more revved up and ready to fight. And it's only going to just, you know, accelerate things and make more people ready to fight Antifa.
Well, that's how what I think. And I agree with Soph. I mean, this is exciting. The threats to our freedoms and them threatening to attack us, that doesn't make me want to stay away. It makes me want to go there.
Yeah, well, the spirit of Americana and the spirit of America cannot be put out by a bunch of sort of black bloc style of vigilantes who are basically just trying to be the sort of lefty brown shirts of the modern age.
By the way, let's be clear. Even the Daily Beast is now reporting what I told you first hour. The FBI's warning of terror attacks in D.C. by Antifa. The FBI is now calling them a terror group, because when you're cooking acid bombs by the hundreds and hitting people helping a gay dude they attacked, a gay guy in a sundress, and Antifa was attacking, when you're doing that, you're a terrorist. Look at that. Homeland Security warned of Antifa terrorist attacks. Soph, what do you make of that?
I mean, I'm glad that there's actually being a resistance to it, that they're at least trying, or seemingly trying, to take care of it, and you know, hopefully that's effective. But I think most of the fights are going to be taking place between citizens themselves.
Well, I know this. Anybody does anything to my family, I'm not going to go after Antifa. I'm going to go after their bosses. So everybody should, in their target menu for attack profile, be doing that research for defensive counterattacks. Antifa is not the target. Their controllers are. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war, you've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I burn with desire each time my heart fans the fire to that old flame that burns inside of me.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Of all the insane videos, you've got to go to InfoWars.com. Watch American rapper Crew brawl with Islamic invaders in Sweden, just with migrants in Sweden. It's up on NewsWars.com, but there's 20 minutes of this footage. They're doing a rap show there. They're in a hotel, they're in a restaurant. These guys hit their main security guard, like a 300-pound big black guy, in the head with their headphones. bloody his head, and he doesn't want to go to jail. He's like, hey, stop, stop. These little 120-pound guys keep following him around. And you go, why are they doing this? Because Europeans all bow down to them. So you've got this rap crew, four, five, six guys. You can see three of them, four of them on tape. Others are behind the camera. And they keep harassing him, and they say, go away, leave us alone. They finally get their ass kicked. These are probably like 16-year-old little thugs doing it. Why would they feel so invincible? Why would they be like little Banny Roosters? Why would they be grabbing women's asses for no reason? Because everyone bows to them. Like Kaepernick saying he hates the American flag. So I want to get this rap group on. I'm told they're pro-Trump. So watch this. And TV viewers can see this. You can go full screen. And they just keep hitting him. They keep saying, leave us alone. They walk away. They hit him more.
Come on.
And finally, they get their ass kicked. You talk about total delusional, but all they've been doing is beating Europeans up constantly with them groveling, and they run into Americans who aren't going to put up with it. And even if they weren't black guys, they were, you know, guys from, you know, who were corn farmers from Nebraska, they would probably attack them quicker. I can't believe how these black rap group puts up with this crap so long. American rapper A Money Son AP Rocky and his crew were confronted by two migrants. These are literal invaders, arrogant, full of hate, in Sweden, who they fought later, according to videos posted to the media. And reportedly, these guys got put in ambulances. But for 20 minutes, Richard Reeves, guys that maybe weigh 120 pounds are messing with the other black guys are probably 200 pounds. One guy's like 300 pounds. And, what if it's a bunch of big white guys or whoever? But why would they do that? Because they're entitled and they're used to it, Richard.
Well, they are. They know they're a protected class and they think they can get away with anything. So they're just super arrogant. And it's just amazing. I mean, think of if that were in the United States and if those were, patriot white guys. Of course, if they're anti-fi white guys, they can attack black guys. No problem. There's not going to be any kind of issue. But if they were patriot info warrior white guys attacking big black guys, man, we'd never hear the end of it. They'd just be all over it. We'd be all over us. So it's just amazing the arrogance that they've come to.
Well, look at this photo. This guy's maybe 16, 17, maybe 130 pounds. And because it goes on for like 20 minutes, we can't play it all here. They're hitting the big 300-pound bodyguard, and he's like, stop. And they hit him again. They hit him over and over again. And I can't believe the guy. And finally, they just literally, finally, the bodyguard doesn't do anything. The regular rap guys literally do judo moves, throw the guys to the ground, and then stomp the hell out of them. I love it.
Well, and ultimately, it's a great thing they had all these video shots of it and witnesses, et cetera, because had that not happened, they would have been run through.
Well, so the bodyguard's obviously got a license. He's trained. He knows if he hurts these guys, they can still sue him. So it's finally the rappers that beat their asses.
Right. And they could be in the situation that Tommy Robinson's been in with being railroaded had it not been for all the witnesses and video shots. So thank God for that. And thank God that they were able to handle the situation.
Well, I agree, but the psychology of you weigh 130 pounds and you're punching a 300-pound black dude in the face for no reason. Just because the local news admits, yeah, they tried to tell him, you can't be here. You're not from here.
Right.
And then they tried to beat him up. I mean.
Well, and that's how emboldened they are, though, because they think that they've got the powers of be and the system behind
it. It's like I'll have some 130-pound little leptus come up and throw tea in my face that hadn't been caught on tape. Coffee has. And they go, come on, let's fight. Like, I'm like, are you joking? I mean, I'm going to grab their head and just slam it through a wall. My emergency message to Trump, get it to the Four Winds, is coming up. We're going to post it to Infowars.com. Then Mike Adams is coming up. Thanks, Richard Reeves. Great job.
Thank you.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And
And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
President Trump has signaled to the world that he's preparing to take action against big tech censorship. He's announced a July 11th, 2019 anti-censorship social media conference to be held at the White House. On the agenda will be ways to tackle big tech censorship and strike back. The president is also keen on promoting new, independent anti-censorship platforms like Parler and Gab. Our sources tell us, and President Trump has confirmed in public statements, that he's also preparing to take antitrust action against big tech combines and cartels that have formed a monopoly over information and are meddling in the 2020 election. Thanks to Project Veritas, we have even more proof from their own mouths that Google is actively already meddling in the 2020 election and plans to deliver it to the Democrats. InfoWars analysis shows the most effective way for President Trump to take legal and lawful action against big tech tyranny and manipulation of the upcoming election is to simply declare that all critical infrastructure federal employees, including the armed services, not be allowed to visit Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, Apple, and other platforms that are openly, like Huawei, working with the Chi-Coms. This will bring the tyrants to their knees. Similar executive orders, similar to the president's order on colleges banning free speech, should also be implemented. That federal funds on projects and contracts will be denied, including advertising to the big four tech giants until they stop meddling in U.S. elections. And now a word from myself, Alex Jones, and constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, on why you, President Trump, must act now. President Trump, Alex Jones here with an emergency briefing. And as you know, in the past 4 years, I've given you briefings over the phone, but also directly via the internet that have turned out to be critically accurate. Because we're here on the ground giving you intel that you may not be getting in Washington. And constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is here with me as well. He's had his ear to the ground. He's been studying this, and he's been at the heart of some of the major cases against big tech censorship. Now, I know you're planning to rein in big tech and their out-of-control behavior, especially after the conclusive Project Veritas video that came out 2 weeks ago. But President Trump, Atlantic Monthly and others have written headlines by the neocons saying, oh, Trump's all talk. Big tech don't worry about the president, do whatever you want, censor conservatives. What you've got to understand, Mr. President, is that China and the EU are already bringing in fines and regulations. You've talked about this. You know this. Against big tech based in the U.S. So even if you don't regulate, they're regulating. So you're not going to allow foreign governments to have this power vacuum opened up for them. And I know you've been giving proper orders and directives for antitrust, and for lawsuits, just like you did with your executive order on universities that was beautiful, saying you're not going to discriminate against conservatives or Christians. And I understand that a lot of your underlings don't carry out your orders. But I'm just here to tell you, ahead of your big summit coming up on the 11th of this month, that leadership and a strong message to big tech is all that's going to turn this around. Because even if you are going to win the 2020 election, which all the real numbers show you are, they're planning on stealing it, and they don't want you to have a voice or a support base when they do it. And from my expert analysis, you don't have a prayer of winning, despite the fact you're probably 20 points ahead in real polls. We all know that. You're loved out there on the street across this country. It doesn't matter if you don't have the voice and if you don't have control and if you're not standing up to big tech. They're the same crew that's going to steal the election from you. So you've got to go after them with less than 18 months out decisively now. Robert Barnes, step up here and talk directly to the president.
Big Tech believes that the president is bluffing. Big Tech believes they can continue on their path. They're doubling down on their path to meddle in the elections, to corrupt the elections, to rig the elections by what they're doing with their algorithms, by what they're doing with censorship, by what they're doing with blacklisting, by what they're doing with demonetizing. And unless they think that this summit is just a show summit, they think this summit is not consequential. They think the president is simply bluffing, doesn't have the cards, doesn't have the chips, doesn't have the chutzpah to move forward and do something real and significant and consequential. So that is why it is critical and essential and fundamental for the president to do to Big Tech what he did in terms of going right to North Korea and getting the peace talks renegotiated and back going again. He must do the same with Big Tech to make clear that he has the real chips, he has the real cards, and he has the real guts to take real action.
Just like you've done on Mexico and the borders and making them put 14,000 troops at the border, you know what to do. And I know you're giving the right orders, but just as you said, Big Tech brags that you won't follow through. They think they own Washington. So if you won't stand up to them on this, it's seen as a bellwether, a test to steal the election. Judicial Watch just proved 1.5 million fake voters in California, way beyond the 3.3 million nationwide you talked about. You know that if you don't exercise power against them right now, they're going to take that election from you.
Exactly. So now is the time to act. July 11th is the time to make clear to Big Tech that you will not be bullied, that you are not bluffing, and that, in fact, the President of the United States will exercise the power of the presidency to protect the freeness and fairness of our elections.
You did the right thing on Huawei. Visionary. That's 5G isn't even in yet in 98% of the country. You have Big Tech allied with China. You have Google and Apple that have moved there a year and a half ago. You've got them helping oppress their own people. And then they tell you, oh, we're not spying on anybody. Oh, we're not election meddling. It's all a lie. And it's a paper tiger, a paper dragon. If you will simply announce antitrust investigations, if you will simply unleash the FBI for national security issues with Apple moving its code keys to everyone's iPhone and device to China, which was in Reuters a year and a half ago, if you'll simply go after them, these authoritarians will back down. But these would-be dictators of America don't have any respect for you because you're a decent businessman. And you've been trying to negotiate and be friendly and you know, give them a carpet of gold. All they recognize is a carpet of bombs, and that means political resistance. They have been demonizing and attacking and suing and raping your constituency because they hate you so much, and you're the ultimate target, and your family is. And now you have the Project Veritas proof. You have Senator Wyden saying, I want the Donald subreddit shut down, the biggest website in the world that supports you and produces most of the memes. You're the target, and you know it. So I hope this summit, which we've got the inside baseball on, isn't just to pat people on the head and make sure your constituents don't get pissed and you promise to make it a campaign issue and go after Big Tech if you win again. You're not going to win again. They're going to fix the election. They're going to steal it. Their Russiagate failed. They're pissed. They're coming back crazier. We've done the research. We know what's happening. We know about Section 230. We know about the combines, the monopolies, the EU regulations. What do you want to advise the president in closing are his most important points to hit to be able to stop Big Tech from selling this country out?
The president must exercise the power of the presidency to protect the freeness and fairness of elections. That means that unleash the Federal Trade Commission on these consumer protection violations, unleash the Department of Justice and the antitrust investigations, and in fact, create a special counsel to investigate whether or not these CEOs committed perjury before Congress when they lied repeatedly last year and they're lying repeatedly this year about their efforts to control the elections, meddle in the elections, and censor free speech on the internet. Exercise that power now, and he can change the script for 2020 so that an honest election puts him back in the presidency where he belongs.
So the president's watching this. They're at the Oval Office or on Air Force One. We know he sees his reports. Great patriots, get it to him. From a Secret Service, you name it, we salute you. What else does he need to know as a roadmap? Obviously, he's got all the facts. He understands this. He's already given most of these orders. But how does he rein in these rogue groups who think they're so powerful? Big Tech's only powerful because we thought it was part of America and we turned it loose. They've shown they disdain America like a bunch of snot-nosed SJWs. What else does the president do legislatively, executively, through the criminal justice system. What are the other tools?
The other tools are to push Senator Hawley's legislation to condition future Section 230 immunity on protection of free speech and the protection against election meddling that Senator Hawley's bill is currently in the Senate to do. He can also announce all of these steps, these critical executive and legislative and public steps, at the summit itself. He needs to confront them directly, confront them individually, confront them on camera in front of the world, so that the world know use the power of the bully pulpit as well as the presidential power to change the electoral environment so that we have free and fair elections, because the only way that's going to happen is if the president exercises his presidential power.
And there's another huge way, Mr. President. You already know this. Brad Parscales, you're amazing.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. You'll sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. X2, learn about why it's so special. How is the good at halogen? How is the missing link in the body? Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Rainforest Plus, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy. Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar. And the big sale's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the latest breaking articles on InfoWars.com. Please spread this video. Emergency message to Donald Trump concerning big tech censorship and July 11th social media summit. You get the inside baseball on what's happening there, what Trump's looking at doing, and what we think he should do. Everyone listening, please go get the article. And the article has the video posted at InfoWars.com. Now, they blocked that being spread, so spread it from NewsWars.com. It's going up as we speak. So get it out, ladies and gentlemen. Also, pro-pedo journalist and journal to join Antifa in D.C. to throw acid on people. That's being announced. There is just so much more. Muslim youths attack police station in France screaming Allah Akbar in unprecedented attacks trying to burn the police station down. It's all happening. It's all on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Please don't forget that we've got a rebroadcast tomorrow, but if all hell breaks loose, I'm going to be in here live. I'll be back Friday live. The War Room's coming up today in about 40 minutes. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com with news that dovetails with all of this is coming up. The authoritarians are making their move. This is an incredible time to be alive, but we need to get this message to Trump. Hit his Twitter, hit his Facebook, hit his White House email. Send this out. The president will see this report. I'll call some of my sources and try to get him to watch it as well. He doesn't always watch it, but a lot of times he does, especially if you flood him with emergency measures to Donald Trump concerning big tech censorship and July 11th social media summit. You can also report it to that website at whitehouse.gov about the censorship. The president needs to be flooded with this information. And that's what he looks at, is what he's flooded with. He cares about what you think and what you're saying. And we're really shaping the future here on how we're going to take action. Now, going to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com.
Thank you, Alex. What is astonishing today is how well delineated the lines are now between the anti-American factions and the pro-American factions. The Democrat Party no longer even pretends to love this country. They're out there announcing all kinds of agendas that would destroy America from within. They claim that America is running concentration camps, and yet what the left wants to do is actually put conservatives and Christians into actual concentration camps. And by the way, it's not a concentration camp at the border if you can turn around and just go home. That's simply a processing facility on a humanitarian basis, and AOC continues to lie about it and exaggerate what's going on there. But it's astonishing to me how quickly the left has become anti-America, how quickly they have professed their hatred for this country. In fact, Rush Limbaugh even made a point the other day, I think it was yesterday, that Colin Kaepernick, it's clear from his attack about the American flag on the Nike shoes, it's clear that Colin Kaepernick, he was never interested in police brutality. He was always anti-America. He hates the symbols of America. He hates symbols of freedom and liberty, and he has brought Nike to the point where it's now obvious that Nike itself hates America, along with many other corporations such as Google, Apple, and Twitter, and Facebook that are clearly demonstrating anti-America bias. For example, Twitter will not take down the Antifa accounts, even though Antifa is clearly a domestic terrorist organization at this point. Twitter and Facebook and Google, they will ban organics. They will ban natural health websites. They will ban sites that criticize the dangers of GMOs or herbicides or pesticides or vaccines, but they will not ban left-wing domestic terrorism groups. And this is why I agree with what Robert Barnes and Alex said in that special report. President Trump must take decisive action. He must unleash the regulatory giants of government to go after these tech giants in the interest of protecting individual speech. Now, none of us are fans of big government running roughshod over the rights and civil liberties of individuals, but it is the proper role of government to go after corporations when those corporations are threatening the rights of individuals. And in effect, the tech giants today are running a massive criminal cartel to steal the election. This is election meddling at a scale that Robert Mueller could have only dreamed of when he was fabricating his delusions of Russian interference in the election. In truth, the interference in the election is these tech giants, and they are doing it deliberately. They are engineering it every day. And if President Trump does not rise to the occasion and stop this, I don't see that he can get elected. I mean, even as disastrous as the Democrats are right now, you saw the debates, you saw the clown show, you saw how disastrous their ideas are. The only ideas they have are bad ideas. And yet, if President Trump does not take decisive action to stop this collusion of censorship among the criminal cartels of the tech giants, then Trump supporters will have no voice. Trump supporters will have no opportunity to debate in the public space. We're all being silenced every day, more channels being silenced, and Trump will not win unless he takes decisive action. And I hope that message is getting through to him very clearly. Another important point, Alex said this earlier in the show, the Civil War in America has begun. The left is waging it, and the right is doing nothing. The right is just, the conservatives are just letting America be overrun. The left has launched a civil war. The left has launched their brown shirts. They've launched their terror wing, which is engaged in domestic terrorism, violence, the use of potentially lethal weapons against journalists like Andy Ngo and many others. The left is out of control, and they will not stop until they are forced to be stopped by the intervention of probably the federal government or perhaps Trump invoking the Insurrection Act, which is exactly what needs to happen. And I agree with what Stuart Rhodes said the other day. Trump needs to put on his commander-in-chief hat, and he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act, and he needs to authorize action against Antifa terrorists. He needs to label them, designate them a domestic terrorist organization. And after doing that, allow law enforcement to clean them out, arrest them, prosecute them, get them off the streets. These are radical, rabid terrorists committing acts of violence against innocent Americans. And of course, they're all wearing, and it's time to unmask them, and it's time to defang them, so to speak. It's time to take them off the streets, and it's time for American conservatives to stand their ground. Now, a word of warning in all of this. It's very clear to me that the entire media wants a conservative with a concealed carry permit to open fire on Antifa terrorists. They want to see that bloodshed, and they would, of course, they would twist the story, they would edit the video, they would change the camera angles. They would do what they did to, was it Nick Sandman, the young Catholic school student who was completely smeared by the media, even though he was only standing his ground and peacefully smiling as these radical left-wing activists continued to threaten him and smear him and try to get him to do something. But the media wants conservatives to open fire in self-defense because the media wants the narrative, and it will go exactly like this. Oh, today, Trump supporters openly shot and killed innocent progressives who were carrying milkshakes. That's going to be the story they want. They'll even take off the Antifa masks and show you the person without the Antifa garb. Whatever it takes, they're going to try to twist the story, and they want armed conflict to take place. Much more analysis straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here
from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support, because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we, the citizens, have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy. If we don't have major innovation and major booms, we will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism, so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you, and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us, and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history, and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in here from Natural News. Now, this year, 2019, is the 30th anniversary of the discovery of so-called cold fusion. Cold fusion, which has since been renamed Low Energy Nuclear Reactions, L-E-N-R, just pronounced Lenner. Cold fusion was first announced by two scientists, very widely recognized scientists named Fleischmann and Pons, at the University of Utah, Salt Lake City, 1989. Now, what they had observed was excess heat production in a reaction that could not be a simple chemical reaction. It had to be, in fact, a low-energy nuclear reaction involving, in that case, a palladium matrix and heavy water, also known as deuterium. Now, this cold fusion reaction was never called cold fusion by the discoverers of it, Fleischmann and Pons. In fact, that name was put on them as the attacks began to happen. I want you to understand that the attacks you see today on Alex Jones, InfoWars, or even myself or others in the independent media, the exact same thing was run against Fleischmann and Pons in 1989, except they did not have their own websites to fight back with because the internet hardly even existed in 1989. So the entire establishment, including the entire what we would call mainstream media today, they colluded to destroy the reputation of Fleischmann and Pons. They colluded to cover up one of this discovery, which is one of the greatest discoveries in human history. And the reason they did that was because there were billions of dollars being funded into the realm of so-called hot fusion. Hot fusion, which still has not produced a single excess calorie of heat to this day, as far as I know. Hot fusion is still not working, and the current estimates are that hot fusion will take until the year 2060 just to produce a feasibility result. There's an organization named ITER, I-T-E-R, that's being constructed in France that is working on hot fusion with international money to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. But getting back to 1989, it was the Department of Energy that got involved. The DOE helped shut down cold fusion. And because the DOE really rules over nuclear energy production, and the nuclear designs that we have today are engineered to produce nuclear fuel as a byproduct. And this is what has enabled, for example, former President Barack Obama to commit acts of treason by funneling nuclear technology to countries like Iran, in some cases claiming that it's just peacetime energy production, or back in the case of Bill Clinton, providing nuclear technology to North Korea. They said it was peacetime nuclear energy, it's infrastructure for the people of these countries. In truth, it's all designed to generate nuclear weapons. And in the case of Barack Obama, those nuclear weapons being funneled to Iran with international money laundering from the Obama administration, plus nuclear fuel being sold through the Clinton, well, how should we say this? Hillary Clinton and her foundation were part of the movement of nuclear fuel out of the United States through Canada to Russia, which eventually ended up in the hands of Iran. And this was all done by design. This was all done in order to provide Iran with nuclear weapons. And it all traces back to 1989, the attacks on cold fusion and why they had to keep the hot fusion realm alive. Understand that the globalists today, they want international nuclear war. They want destabilization. And most of all, they want enemies of America to be well armed with nuclear weapons. And in fact, these Democrats like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama have worked diligently over these years to provide the enemies of America with nuclear weapons capabilities. And their efforts will continue if there's another Democrat in the White House. They will do the same thing. Understand, and I think it's become apparent today, these people hate America. They want to see America destroyed. They wouldn't mind seeing America nuked. They certainly wouldn't mind seeing America's allies nuked, such as Israel in the Middle East, for example, or Japan being nuked by North Korea. You know, Japan is a U.S. ally today, of course, and Japan is someone that helps bring stability to that region, a nation that helps bring stability. So it's very crucial to understand history here. A lot of you maybe haven't heard about cold fusion or low-energy nuclear reactions. If you want to get up to date on that, there is a podcast site that I made note of here. It's called coldfusionnow.org. And there's a host named Ruby Carrot. And she interviews people and she brings podcasts about what's happening in the realm of cold fusion. The truth is that these cold fusion experiments are being replicated now. They have been successfully recreated in hundreds of laboratories across the world, including laboratories in Japan, laboratories in Europe, in the United States, and other countries. And in fact, corporations like Toyota have invested money in low-energy nuclear reaction research. And believe it or not, Google is also invested through one of its subsidiaries in low-energy nuclear reaction research. What's fascinating to me is that when you have all these climate change cultists running around saying, oh, the climate's going to destroy us all. They say carbon dioxide is bad. They say fossil fuels will be the end of all of us. There's hardly, I can't think of one of them that has gone out and said, we need cold fusion. We need low energy nuclear reactions. That technology exists. It has been covered up by the Department of Energy, i.e. the war machine in America, the military industrial complex. And it is exactly individuals like President Trump who threatens to cause an upheaval that could unleash this technology for the benefit of humankind. Imagine heating your home in the winter with a small machine that is no bigger than a modern day computer server, you know, smaller than your dishwasher, but it heats your home for virtually free. Imagine heating businesses, warehouses, and farm and agricultural buildings, which consume a tremendous amount of fossil fuels throughout the winters. All of that is producing CO2, which I say CO2 is a healing molecule. It's a greening molecule. It's good for plants. But the climate change people say CO2 is a poison and a pollutant, and yet you don't see them saying, let's use cold fusion to heat homes and buildings and farms and warehouses and schools. You don't see them saying that, which proves they're not really interested in solving the problem. They just want something to complain about. They're whiners, just like everything the left does. They want victims. They want the dead dad and the dead child in the river crossing the border. They want destitution. They want homelessness. Austin just passed a law to have tent cities and shanty towns all over the public streets and sidewalks of Austin. They want to turn Austin into San Francisco, I guess, or Seattle. And you have all these liberal cities are now expanding into mass homelessness. That is by design. Understand, that's on purpose. They want problems in our world. They don't want any solutions whatsoever. So when Trump comes along and says, I'm going to bring solutions to this. Trump says, I'm going to solve this international trade disparity. Trump says, I'm going to fight this currency war against China, which is constantly devaluing its own currency. Trump is a solutions-oriented kind of guy. And that's why he is hated by the establishment, because the establishment needs problems. The establishment needs scarcity of fossil fuels. They cannot allow solutions to be publicized and shared with the public. Look, we already have the answers, folks, to all of these problems. We can create essentially free heat. We have the answers to cancer. We can solve the cancer epidemic. We know how to solve joblessness. We know how to solve homelessness. We know how to stop infectious diseases from spreading. In fact, we have advanced propulsion systems. We know how to travel and explore other planets with much greater efficiency. All these solutions exist, but they're all being suppressed and shut down by the establishment that wants to keep humanity weak and keep humanity enslaved and keep you dumbed down and keep you ignorant. Google and the tech giants have become realms of anti-knowledge. They no longer allow you to find real knowledge. It's all about teaching you falsehoods and lies. That's the reality of the world in which we live today, and that's what we're fighting. Tear that down and free humanity. We'll be back with much more right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforest Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this. There is no longer any doubt multinational companies and governments are funding an attempted violent Maoist-style overthrow of the U.S. Our borders are being totally collapsed.
Already born babies are being killed. World government is here. Now is the time for decision. Now is the time for everyone watching and listening to decide which side they're on. And if you decide that you want to stop the forces that are banning the American flag and attacking the family and that are attacking our borders and our country and our military and our heritage, if you want to defend that, then now is the time to take action. And that means word of mouth about this broadcast. And that means buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means praying for InfoWars and praying for President Trump and praying for yourself and praying for peace, praying for justice. We're running it through July 4th, but it's got to end because we're running out a lot of the best-selling items. We have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel any time. It's free. Get additional 10% off on your next order. You cannot beat these deals. The best we ever offer at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shake people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I guarantee you that you're not ready for what's coming. And the reason I know you're not ready is because I've been prepping in one way or another for over 20 years, and I'm not ready. And unless you are sort of a lifelong professional prepper, there's no way you can be ready for what's coming. And when I say what's coming, I'm talking about an accelerating, cascading collapse of what you know as civil society and the infrastructure that serves that society today. So this segment is going to be about collapse and some of the things that you can do to insulate yourself right now. I was, a couple of movies that you need to watch or rewatch that I'm going to recommend here. Number one, remember Book of Eli with Denzel Washington? And his character was roaming through a collapsed post-apocalyptic world where there had been some kind of war, some kind of grid down scenario, maybe nuclear war. It wasn't really clear in the movie. But in that scenario, all the ammo had already been used. So this was the post ammunition world. Now it's important to realize that no matter how much ammunition you stockpile, and those of us who are patriots, of course, think maybe we have plenty of ammunition, there's a point where it runs out, and the manufacturer of ammunition requires a complex society. So it's not so easy to make clean burning gunpowder. It's not so easy to make the brass casings. It's not so easy to make the primers. Right now, you buy those things online. You buy the bullets, you buy the powder, you buy the brass, you buy the primers. You know, you put them together in your reloading center in your garage or whatever. But imagine a world where you can't buy those components. How do you make those on your own? You can't. It requires a complex society to make those pieces. And when society collapses, that complexity, what we call the specialization of those certain things, like the ability to smelt metals and create metal alloys and so on, the ability to refine gunpowder raw materials and so on, those specializations collapse, and you end up in a very rudimentary society, which has to return to some level of agrarian society where people are growing most of their own food in order to survive. And the weapon systems that are used in those times are, guess what? Edge weapons, that's what was depicted in the movie with Denzel Washington, edge weapons and bow and arrow, and yes, your crossbow, because everybody's got a crossbow for some reason out there, And guess what? It actually has a purpose after the ammunition runs out. But that could be a long period of time after collapse. Ammo will reign supreme for a period of time because guess what? Firearms work even when the power grid collapses. And this is what I find hilarious about the whole argument about smart guns. So you see these liberal anti-gun politicians always pushing smart guns in their cities. They want everybody to buy a smart gun. Well, what's a smart gun? It's a gun that has electronics, which will fail. So everybody who has a smart gun, I mean, look, if I'm in a post-collapse scenario and I've got my BCM AR, like my Recce 14.5-inch barrel or whatever, I would love to fight with a bunch of people who have smart guns because all their guns will fail. The batteries will run out. The circuit boards will be blown out by EMP weapons or solar flares, or that fingerprint scan won't work that day because they're sweating too much because they're taking rounds. You know what I mean? I would never buy a smart gun. I would never rely on a smart gun. I would never even rely entirely on electronic optics. You got to have iron sights. You got to make sure your backup sights work. So firearms work even when the power grid goes down. Think about the world. Even we talk about cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or Mark of the Beast, Facebook's new Libra coin, I think they call it, global coin. All those cryptocurrencies stop working when the power grid goes down. What still works? Again, depicted in the movie, the Book of Eli, what has value? Clean water has value. Gold and silver coins have value. Working flip open lighters have value. Edge weapons have value. Firearms have value, and especially ammunition has value because it's very scarce at that point. So don't forget how quickly society can collapse. There's also another movie out there called Captive State that I strongly recommend you watch, and it basically presents the same premise as the Colony series, which talks about a non-Earth extraterrestrial alien force occupying Earth and controlling society and human beings being put into slave camps to work for the aliens. And this movie is so important to watch, Captive State is very well done. It's a very realistic kind of aura. Settings and the acting is all absolutely amazing. John Goodman stars in this movie along with some younger stars. It's a fantastic film. I strongly recommend you watch it. But look how quickly some factions of humankind turn against humanity and agree to work for the aliens in this case. This is a fictional account, a fictional movie, of course, but it says something important about humanity. And I think it's good to watch this and to understand that when it comes down to it, whether we're talking about occupation by United Nations troops or whether we're talking about, you know, something more out there like what's depicted in the film, most people will turn against humanity if given some reward for doing so. Very few people operate with ethics. Very few people will stand their ground with morality and the rule of law. Very few people will do what's right when it is so much easier for them to do what's wrong. And so when you think about the collapse of society today, we're already seeing this emerge. We're seeing Antifa, terrorists, take to the streets and beat people and rob people and violently assault people with deadly weapons. People who are innocent journalists. In fact, in the case of Andy Ngo, a gay conservative journalist, I think he's conservative. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's more libertarian. He's a gay journalist, and they attacked him, showing how quickly they were willing to turn against humanity and turn against their own so-called philosophy. Antifa also recently defaced a Chick-fil-A restaurant, and they're putting graffiti, they're trying to destroy private property, they're trying to destroy businesses, and they do this in the name of love. So understand that this escalation of violence will always be carried out in the name of love and peace and tolerance by the very same lunatics on the left who are filled with hatred, filled with violence, filled with bigotry. And they will target people based on the color of their skin or based on their political philosophies. And the collapse of society is accelerating so rapidly right now. It's also being accelerated with this attempt by the left to flood the United States with illegal migrants, illegal aliens. by flooding the southern border of the United States, they place a burden on all southern states, you know, Texas, Arizona, California, and so on. And by doing that, what they do is they destabilize part of society. And they require then a shifting of resources to deal with those individuals, taking away resources from things like law and order. When you have to send police to deal with these illegals, like what happened in New Mexico, they took state police from all across the state and they sent them into Albuquerque to manage a migrant detention center. And by doing that, they took away these resources from across the state. So then you start to have lawlessness spreading out across America. You have increased costs to society based on the lawlessness. You have more home robberies. You have more rapes. You have more crimes that have to be prosecuted. This is what helps bring down society. This invasion of America is a planned event to destroy the United States of America from within. This is why President Trump must invoke the Insurrection Act. He must deploy the military to the border. He must stop this invasion. And frankly, he must arrest and indict all of those on the radical left who are complicit in this invasion, including these twisted federal judges who think they run the country. It's time to just send in the military police, arrest those judges, and say, you are not the president. Your little district decision here does not control America. We have a right to defend our country, a right to defend our nation. One other point in all of this, you may have noticed yesterday the internet was down. Virtually every website that you know, from Drudge, Gateway Pundit, maybe InfoWars, I know Natural News was down for I think 12 minutes or so. There was a cloud flare problem that cascaded throughout the system, and it brought almost everything down that you can imagine, and it caused havoc and chaos throughout the day. We have seen more and more of these failures across the internet recently, showing the massive vulnerabilities of the telecom and internet infrastructure. We are seeing the internet is not resilient, it is not robust, and it can be brought down by one problem with one provider, in this case, Cloudflare. That can also be exploited as a kill switch. In other words, someone could force Cloudflare to take down all those websites by recreating the same problem they experienced the other day, and it would take down most of the internet. So we are not resilient, we are not robust, and our society is subject to a cascading, accelerating failure. That's the truth about what's happening. Thanks for watching today. Mike Adams here for InfoWars.com. Get prepared.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we the citizens have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.